So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Actually, guys and girl, I invited Penelope.
Hi, guys!
What are you doing here, Penelope?
So much estrogen in the room.
We don't want you here!
Cody, I told you I shouldn't have come!
Yeah, I don't know what I expected. Junior, I thought you liked her.
Of course I like Penelope. She's the love of my life, but I can't be nice to her in front of the boys. I gotta be mean. Ew, cooties, you're disgusting. Get out of here with your orange hair.
Junior, you have orange hair.
She's right, dude.
Well, we don't like long orange hair, so leave!
Yeah!
Junior, shut up.
Okay, fine, guys. What are we all gonna do?
Well, why don't we ask Penelope what she wants to do?
Ooh, I
We don't want to do makeup. We don't want to do our nails. We don't want to play Barbies.
I was going to say that we should watch my favorite show, Love Beach.
We don't want to watch a chick show.
But there's the sexiest lifeguard ever on that show!
Ooh, sexy lifeguard. I think we should watch it.
Well, how about you and Penelope watch it, and me and Joseph will find something else to do.
There's hot girls on there, too.
Hot girls?! Ooh! Okay, we'll watch it.
Turn it on, Channel 7.
You're watching Love Beach.
Help me, I'm drowning!
Oh my god, that woman's drowning. Don't worry, ma'am. Me and my gorgeous looks will save you.
Ooh, oh my god, he's so sexy.
Oh, don't worry. I know I am.
Oh my god, you're so hot.
You're not too bad yourself. My name's Brad with a big D.
Ooh, my name's Brandy with double D's.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
Of course.
I know you're hot, but I still need help.
Yeah, that's my Snap.
Just hit me up and maybe we can hook up sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, she was fine. Wait, what was I doing? Oh yeah, ma'am, I'm coming to save you. Oh, I think she's dead. But I'm still hot. I'm gonna go hit up that girl.
He's so sexy.
Yeah, he is.
Not as sexy as Steve Harvey.
What are you talking about? The blonde girl is super hot.
Nuh-uh, Junior. Brad is the hottest character on that show.
How?
Because he has the perfect teeth.
Yeah, his teeth are perfect.
Who cares about teeth? The blonde girl has cans.
A smile is the most important part about a guy, Junior.
Well, I can smile.
Ooh, bro, don't hurt yourself.
I don't know, Junior. I think you need teeth to have the perfect smile.
But I don't have teeth.
I know, that's why you'll never be hot.
Yeah, Junior, why do you think I brush these puppies once a week?
What? Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little less yellow?
So if I had teeth, I would be hot?
Yeah.
So guys, I'm not hot!
Well, you're hot to me, but it's not your face I'm looking at.
Joseph, are teeth important?
Yeah, dude. Oh, I can't wait to get my braces off. Then I'll have a smile like Steve Harvey.
I want to smile like Steve Harvey! Cody, why don't I have teeth?
I don't know, Junior. Some people are just born without teeth. You know, like turtles.
I'm not a turtle anymore. I'm a human, so how do I get teeth?
I don't know. Just maybe call a dentist?
A dentist? That's gonna be expensive. Let me go ask my dad if he can call me a dentist. Dad!
Not right now, Junior. Watch Zoe 101.
Do you have teeth?
What kind of stupid question is that? Of course I have teeth. Look at my pearly whites.
Why do you have teeth? I don't have teeth.
Wait, you don't? Oh, you're a toothless freak. Everybody's around the toothless freak over here. Only 25 cents to see him.
Well, Dad, why don't I have teeth?
I don't know. Maybe your mom drunk while she was pregnant with you or something.
She did?
I don't know. That lady was crazy. She couldn't give up the party life. Now I'm stuck with you.
Well, Dad, can I call the dentist and ask to get teeth put in my mouth?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to pay for it.
You're not going to pay for it?
No, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not rich. I'm broke. Look, you can pay for it. You're a grown man, right? Handle business.
Okay, Dad.
Now back to my Zoe. What's wrong, buddy?
What'd your dad say?
He said he won't pay for me to get new teeth.
Well, I don't really blame him, Junior. Teeth are expensive. You know, veneers cost over $1,000 per tooth, and there are 32 teeth in the human mouth, so that's over $30,000. And the average income in Florida, where we live, is $27,000. So that would take you over a year just to get enough money to get new teeth. And this video is only supposed to be 10 minutes, so we gotta get this shit moving, dog. Yeah, teeth are pretty expensive. I think we should find cheaper options.
You said it'd be $30,000 for me to get new teeth?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just ask our good old buddy Chef Pee-Pee for the money?
You mean our good old very broke buddy Chef Pee-Pee?
Well, he's not that broke. Look, I promise you he'll give me the money for the teeth. Let me go ask him. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Shh. The carrots are cooking.
Can I borrow $30,000 for new teeth?
$30,000? Why do you even need new teeth? Just be like Chef Pee-Pee. I don't have teeth. I'm perfectly fine.
You don't have teeth?
Nope. And I'm perfectly fine.
Well, this girl said I would be hot if I had teeth.
Look, women lie all the time, Junior. First, she's going to want you to get new teeth. Then, she's going to want you to get six-pack abs. Then, she's going to want you to be 6 feet tall. Look, just focus on yourself, King. Live your life. Live your beautiful life.
So, you're not going to give me the money?
I don't have the money right now, bro. Dang!
Okay.
What's wrong now, bud?
Pepe say, Junior?
Chef Pepe say doesn't have $30,000 to give me.
Here we go. I don't know why you thought he had that much money. Junior's just a chef, and chefs in the United States only make about $50,000 a year, and Chef Pepe probably makes less than that because he's really just a slave for your dad, so he probably only makes pennies a day, and even if he did make that much, I don't know why he'd give you his entire yearly salary just for you to get teeth when he doesn't even have teeth himself, because really we're all just puppets being controlled by humans floating on a piece of rock in space in one of a trillion galaxies in a never-expanding universe that'll one day collapse and die in a heat death so we could all just enjoy all the time we have on Earth while we can't. Fuck! You should really just call a dentist.
Okay, how about I call a dentist and just see how much it is? I really wanted to have the $30,000 waiting for him, but I'll just call Dennis and see if there's cheaper options.
Hey there, somebody call an at-home dentist? God, I wish these existed.
Yeah, we have a teeth problem.
What is it, this kid's teeth? Because damn, those are gross. Your teeth look like pieces of corn.
Well, no, it's me. See, I don't have teeth.
What are you using, this kid's brushing habits?
Okay, I don't need to hear this, so I won't.
Well, no, it's just I don't have teeth, and I was wondering, like, you know, if I could get fake teeth.
Well, a full set of veneers is going to cost you about $30,000.
I don't have $30,000.
Okay, then, duel me! Blue-Eyes White Dragon!
Wow, wow.
That's what a blue-eyes white dragon sounds like. Beat that.
What? I don't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
You lose. No free teeth for you. Looks like you just suck at Yu-Gi-Oh.
But I don't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, you suck. I win, like I always do, because nobody ever has Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Okay, so what is the cheapest option for teeth?
The cheapest option was to duel me, but you already lost that.
Oh, okay, what are the cheapest option above that?
Well, I guess the cheaper option would be I could go to a cemetery, dig up a body, pull its teeth out, and then put them in your mouth.
Okay, how much would that cost?
Well, look, man, you just give me a shovel and I'll get to town, okay? I've always wanted to be a grave robber.
Well, there's a shovel downstairs. Just go grab it.
Okay, awesome. Hold still. And done. Oh, my God. Oh, no, what have I done?
But how's it look, Joseph? What's wrong?
Dude, it looks so terrifying!
What, it's terrifying?
Yeah, I mean, you look like you have a dead person's teeth in your mouth.
So I'm not hot?
No, you look like a nightmare.
Look, can someone please just call Penelope so she can tell me if it looks good?
Wait, my daughter Penelope?
Yeah, she's the only reason I'm doing this.
Okay, yeah, I'll call her so she never talks to boys ever again. Penelope!
What do you want, Dad?
This thing wants to talk to you.
Hey, Penelope, do you like my smile?
I think she's into you, you little lady killer you. Because you do look like you kill ladies and eat them and wear their face on your face.
Wait, is it that bad?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how we thought this was a good idea.
Well, it was just the cheapest option. I just want pretty teeth.
Okay, look, I can understand that you want to have good teeth, and as a dentist, I respect that. So I went to Party City and I got you a whole bunch of silly teeth you can try.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me go get them. All right, try those bad boys out.
How do I look?
Yeah, you look like your name is Rufus.
What? Joseph, are they good?
It looks like you sleep with your sister, dude.
Well, I mean, Penelope does have orange hair, so we could be brother and sister.
No. I got my wiener snipped when I was born, so I can't have any more kids. Oh, wait, no, that was a circumcision, not a vasectomy. Oh, God, I might have so many kids out there somewhere. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Do you think Penelope will like these teeth?
No, I think we should try something else.
Okay, I mean, you're the dentist. Let's try something else.
Hold still and bam! Check these out. These are badass. You look like a great white shark.
How do I look, Joseph?
Dude, you look so sick!
I feel like I just want to bite everything. Like, I want to bite everything.
Oh, God! Oh, no, my arm! Ow! Jesus, help me! Oh, God, it hurts! It hurts so bad!
I really like these shark teeth. I feel like I bite everything.
No, I don't like these teeth.
But I like them.
No, especially if you're going to be talking to my daughter. I think you need different teeth.
Okay.
And done. Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Ding, 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 ding. You remember that song from like 2005? Most of you weren't born yet, but that's what you kids would call a banger.
Joseph, how's it look?
Dude, it looks so sick. You could actually be a rapper or something.
Oh, okay, then I want to keep these.
No, see, those are going to cost you about $150,000.
$150,000? Why would you put them in my mouth then?
I just wanted to sing the song. Let me get those out for you, champ. We'll try something more affordable. All right, how about these? I gave you two little fangs.
Dude, you look like a vampire.
Ah, he's sucking my blood.
I really like these, Joseph.
No, I don't like those. You look dumb.
Wait, why?
Well, you just do them.
I just really want to keep...
No, back up, you little bloodsucker! Let me get those out!
What?
Uh-huh. Yep, these are the teeth!
How do they look?
Well, they're not real veneers. I just took some foam and then used a pencil to draw lines on them so they look like teeth, but you look great.
Joseph, are they good?
You look like Steve Harvey!
I do!
Yep, you got that million-dollar smile. You can host all the game shows. Hell, be a judge if you want. Apparently, you can do anything with teeth like that.
So women are gonna think I'm hot?
Totally, dude!
Thanks, dentist!
You're welcome, boy.
Wait, who you calling boy, huh?
Him.
Him.
Yeah. Penelope, can you get in here? I want you to see my smile.
Junior, if you have those scary teeth in, I'm going to throw this apple at you.
What scary teeth?
Oh, my God, Junior, your teeth, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I look like a car salesman.
I'd buy a timeshare from you, bro.
Thanks, Joseph.
You went from a 4 to a 10 in just a few minutes.
What are you talking about, Penelope? I've always had this beautiful smile.
I just never noticed your perfect teeth before.
So, would you date me now?
Of course, Junior. All the girls are going to be so jealous that I'm dating someone with a hot smile.
So you want to go on a date with me tonight?
Yeah, Junior, but do you want a bite of my apple?
Of course. With these perfect teeth, I can bite into anything.
Oh, oh my God! Your teeth are fake! Get away from me, freak!
I wanted to open that thing! Oh, man! Oh, my teeth are really broken!
Yes, dude.
Yeah!
Like Steve Harvey.
What's wrong, buddy?
No, Cody. You gotta do it in a higher pitch. Like this. Buddy.
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 Buddy. Buddy.
Oh, God, can you please stop?
What's wrong, buddy?
I had a perfect smile and then I broke my teeth when I bit into an apple.
Well, maybe you should have bitten into something softer. Like the free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week. Now, that's every week. Not every video, not every day, every week. That was...
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, me and Cody are going to go see a movie.
Oh, dude, I didn't know they made a sequel to Brokeback Mountain.
No, I wish.
So what movie are you going to go see?
Madam Web.
Oh, I thought that movie sucks.
It does. The only reason we're going is because the theater's going to be empty.
And we're going to sit on the top row with a blanket.
Yeah, so I'll let you know if it sucks and if the movie's bad.
Dude, when are we going to kick Cody out of the group?
I don't know. Whatever happened to that hairy guy?
You'll never know.
I'm starting to think Pablo got rid of the hairy puppet.
Yeah, we gotta keep our eyes on him.
So, Joseph, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, I always wanted to eat fried ice cream, but I don't know how they make it. It's impossible.
Wait, what's fried ice cream?
Dude, it's ice cream that's fried.
Wait, wouldn't it melt if they tried frying it?
Bro, you gotta eat it fast. It's crazy.
Let's ask Chef BB can fry ice cream.
Oh, he better know how to make it. My pig in the blanket is almost done.
Chef BB!
Oh, what do you want, Junior? I'm busy making pig in the blanket.
I thought it was pigs in the blanket.
We only had one hot dog, so it's one big ass pig in the blanket.
Well, can you make us fried ice cream?
Hell no, I'm not making fried ice cream. I'm busy.
Well, do you even know how to make fried ice cream?
Of course I know how to make fried ice cream. I'm a certified chef. How dare you even judge me?
Well, why don't you just make us fried ice cream then?
Because I'm busy with my piggy. Duh.
I don't think you know how to make fried ice cream. I don't think he knows how to make it.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to make it, dude.
You don't know how to make it.
I know how to make a damn fried ice cream.
Then make it.
God damn it, I'll make it. Shit. All right, Junior, I got a scoop of cookies and cream ice cream. Now watch it fry. All right, eat it, nigga, eat it.
Wait, it's melting, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, eat it. It's supposed to melt. It's fried ice cream. That's how you fry it.
Okay, how am I supposed to eat it, Chef Pee-Pee?
Here you go. It's a spoon. Eat it.
But it's melting.
I know it's going to be a little hot, but, you know, it's frying. It's fried ice cream.
I don't think you know how to make it, Chef Pee-Pee.
I know how to make damn fried ice cream. I'm a certified chef.
And then you eat it. Come on.
That's disrespectful, Junior.
Let's take his pig in the blanket.
I just want pig in the blanket. Give my damn pig in the blanket. Eat his ice cream.
Shut up, Chef Pee-Pee. You suck at being a chef.
Yeah, do a better job. Oh, I hate Junior. He always does this to me. I need a vacation. Oh, Braxton! I'm so lonely. I haven't been with a woman in years. Oh, I guess I need to go to my favorite dirty website. Ooh, my favorite video.
Hey, big boy.
Hey.
Do you have your lotion ready?
I got hand soap. That's gonna have to do for today.
Do you think I'm hot?
Yes.
Do you want me to take my clothes off?
Yes.
How about this?
Yes. Braxton! I hate Junior. I hate working here. I deserve a vacation. Can I go?
Yes.
Really? I thought I had to argue with you a little longer, you know? Can I go anywhere I want?
Yes!
Damn, that was quick! Can I use your credit card?
Oh, yes!
Damn! You're generous today! This nigga being generous! So, I'm thinking about going to the Bahamas. Is that cool?
Oh, I'm coming!
Oh, I didn't think about you going with me. I just plan on it being a solo trip, but you know, that's cool with you, right?
You can have anything you want. You deserve the world. You're perfect, baby.
Aw, thanks, Braxton. I'll see you in a week, man.
Oh, it gets better every single time.
Done already?
Shut up, you stupid slut. Oh, it's just a video. It's not like we're dating or anything. Man, I deserve something to eat. Oh, Chef Pee Pee, make me something to eat. Chef Pee Pee, I worked up a sweat. I watched that video again and now I'm hungry.
Wait, what's this?
Thank you, Braxton, for letting me go on vacation with your credit card. You're the best boss ever. Love, Chef BB. If he on drugs or something, I would never let him go on vacation, especially with my credit card. What the hell is wrong with him? And did he shit in that pan? That's disgusting. Oh, where's my phone? I need to call him and go off on him. Oh, Chef BB better answer the damn phone so I can cuss him out.
Yo, what's good, Braxton? My favorite person in the world, man. Oh, I'm chilling in the Bahamas with all these fine-ass mamas. Man, titties are everywhere, all in my face. It's crazy. Oh, all thanks to you, my nigga. What's good?
Who said you could go to the Bahamas with my credit card?
You did.
Wait, I did?
Yes, you did. You said you were coming, and then you changed your mind at the last minute. You said I deserve the world or some bullshit like that.
Oh, I don't remember that. Damn old age. Oh, well, I guess have fun or something like that. Oh, I'm so hungry. Who's gonna cook for me now? Junior!
Oh, man, Joseph, this wiener in the blanket was so good. I can't believe you didn't want any.
Nah, dude, I don't want to end up like Cody. All it takes is one wiener. Junior!
What's going on, Dad?
Chef Pee-Pee's on vacation, and I need you to cook for me.
Chef Pee-Pee's not on vacation. He's downstairs in the kitchen.
No, the hell he's not. He's in the Bahamas. Oh, look, I need you to cook for me right now.
I don't know how to cook.
Well, you're going to learn today, goddammit. Cook for me. Become a man.
Why don't you become a man and cook for me?
Oh, you're going to challenge me right now? I'll beat your ass in front of your friend. Look, cook for me or you're grounded.
Oh, my dad's such a dick.
Yeah, dude, your dad's a dick. Super dick.
Wait, hey, don't call my dad a dick. At least my dad's alive. Your dad's dead. Let's go cook for my dad.
I'm gonna disrespect my dad like that. How about I kill your dad and see if you like it?
All right, Joseph, the only thing I found in the freezer to cook my dad was his P.F. Chang's chicken dumplings thing.
Okay, let's cook it. I think you'll like it, dude.
All right, pour them in the thing. Oh, yeah. Wait, those look a little dry. I'm going to go get some sauce to put on.
All right, I'll watch the food. Make sure nothing happens to it. Nothing bad. I need to find some poison so I can kill his dad. Make sure he feels it. All I could find was Miralax. Maybe I could put so much on it that he shits so much he dies. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot. He's going to shit his brains out.
All right, Joseph. I thought maybe we could pour some Dr. Pepper and hot sauce on it for flavor.
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely like that.
Wait, what's with all this white powder on it?
Oh, it's nothing but some Fun Dip so he can have a fun time.
Oh, yeah, Fun Dip. All right, let me put the Dr. Pepper on it. Oh, that made it look yummy.
Oh, yeah, super yummy.
Yeah.
Well, Timmy, I think the theater's empty, so we don't really have to do the hole at the bottom of the popcorn bucket trick.
No, I want to eat through all the popcorn to get the surprise at the bottom.
Okay, but I don't know why we got an extra large. You're going to have to eat a lot of popcorn. You're going to get full.
Oh, man, Joseph, it turned out great. It looks so delicious.
Yeah, exquisite. He's definitely going to love this. We should take it to him so he can eat it.
Yeah, he's going to think I'm a young Gordon Ramsay how good this turned out.
Whatever.
I think I should take a bite to make sure it tastes good.
No, dude, don't eat that. We should take it to your dad. His taste buds is the only one that should enjoy it.
I'm gonna take one little bite.
No, dude!
Oh, man, it's a little spicy.
Oh, I did not expect that.
Oh, no, my stomach's killing me. I gotta use the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts so bad. Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. I gotta call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Oh, yeah, doctor, my stomach hurts so bad I can't stop pooping.
Oh, what'd you eat?
I ate some frozen dinner P.F. Chang chicken dumpling thing.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, I had some Chipotle earlier, quesadilla covered in queso. Yeah, my toilet's not gonna be happy later. God, could you imagine being a toilet, just having people shit in your face all day? Hey, they should make that into a Pixar movie, you know? About a sad little truck stop toilet where all this big truck driver ass just comes and shits on him all day and it pisses all over his toilet seat, and nobody ever flushes until one day this nice old man comes and says, I want to save you from this life. And he undrills him and takes the toilet back to his house where he shits in him, but he flushes every time. Maybe that would be like a short in front of a Pixar movie.
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna poop my pants.
Oh, I pooped my pants one time. Actually, I pooped it lots of times. But, oh, the worst one? Oh, let me tell you about it. So I was a sophomore in high school, and the homecoming dance was coming up, and I wanted to go with Samantha Knobgobbler, because word around the school was if you went on a date with her, she'd gobble your knob like corn on the cob. So I asked her out before anyone else, and she said yes. I was so excited. I was about to get my knob gobbled at homecoming. So I got myself a tuxedo, and I looked damn good. I looked like a young James Bond. I was ready. The only weird thing
thing was my mom drove us to the dance, and she smokes with the windows rolled up, but I didn't care. I only had one thing on my mind, getting my knob gobbled. So she dropped us off at the dance, and I started boogie-woogieing. And there was a snack bar, and the local gas station was catering sushi. My school didn't have a big budget. So I ate a few pieces of the sushi, and I went back out on the dance floor to break it down. Then the song Witch Doctor came on, you know, the song that goes ooh-ee, you know, ooh-ah-ah. Don't forget the ting-tang, walla-walla, end it with a bing-bang, you know that song? And that song was my shit. So when I went to twerk, I did shit. My pants. It came out of nowhere. And then right then, Samantha Knobgobbler grabs me by my hand and says, hey, you want to ditch this dance and go get your knob gobbled? So I said, no, I'm actually gay, sorry, because I didn't want her to know I had a massive shit in my pants. She was so offended because nobody has ever turned down getting their knob gobbled by Samantha Knobgobbler. So she ran away and drove off with Billy Bowling Hands. This was before he drowned. I'm sure his balls were like bowling balls. So yeah, if there's any lesson to be learned from that story, it's don't eat gas station sushi if you think you're going to get your knob gobbled.
Why'd you tell her you were gay? Why didn't you just tell her you had to use the bathroom and you go in the bathroom and clean yourself up and throw your underwear away?
Oh, no, it was all outside of the underwear. It was just a big old mess down there. And that wasn't the end of it either. No, it was an all-night ordeal. I was on the toilet for like 8 hours. I think I did the right thing. Although, if I could do anything differently other than not eat the gas station sushi, it would be not telling her I was gay, because then I had to go around the school and clear up all the rumors about me being gay. But hey, at least nobody knows I shat my pants.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Can you please stop it?
Why do you have to feel better so bad? You getting your knob gobbled?
No, I just can't stop pooping.
Actually, now that I think about it, you're dating my daughter, so I hope you never stop pooping.
Where's my damn food? I'm so hungry. You know what? I'm gonna watch that video again. Here you go, Junior's dad. Your food is ready. That looks like a piece of shit, kid. I'm not eating that. I'm probably gonna order Uber Eats. No, you gotta eat it, please. Look, we slaved in the kitchen for you, so you have to eat it right now. Please. Look, I don't like how you refer to yourself as a slave. It made me uncomfortable, you being black and all. So, I'm probably gonna order Uber Eats. No, you have to eat it right now. So eat it, please. But, look, I don't like how you raise your voice at me, kid. Get out of my house right now. Screw you, dude. Look, all I want you to do is fucking eat the food so you can die. Kids these days with that stupid-ass attitude. God. Where's my laptop?
Hey, dude, how you feeling?
My stomach's still cramping. I can't stop pooping.
Oh, man, that sucks. But look, bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's my bad. Yeah, I just really wanted to kill your dad.
What?
Yeah, bro, you were making fun of my dead dad, so I thought I would get even and put Miralax in his food and he would die or, you know, shit his brains out, but I guess not.
Oh, wow, Joseph.
Yeah, you ate the food. It was just a bad set of circumstances.
You're such a true friend. Only a true friend would admit that to me.
Yeah, man, I try to do better.
Hey, guys, Cody's mad at me.
Why?
Because by the time I got to the bottom of the bucket, I was so full that I wasn't in the mood because I ate too much popcorn. You know the feeling when you eat too much popcorn and your stomach cramps up?
Don't talk to me about stomach cramps.
Happy birthday, Junior!
Thanks, guys!
So what'd your dad get you for your birthday, dude?
Yeah, did he get you a car?
Well, it is my 16th birthday, so hopefully my dad got me a Corvette like I've always wanted.
Your dad cannot afford a Corvette.
Yeah, be realistic, dude. Maybe a Honda.
He's had 16 years to save up money. He definitely got me a Corvette, and I can see it now. Driving with the top down with a hot girl in my passenger seat.
Junior, I'm right here!
You're the hot girl I'm talking about!
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking like I'll have a new girl every single day, just straight up road dome.
Mm-hmm, I don't blame you, dude.
Hey, Junior, happy birthday, you little brat. You're finally 16. You grew some hair on your balls.
Thanks, Dad. So did you get me a gift? Maybe one with a steering wheel?
Oh, yeah, it's a big-ass steering wheel.
You know Corvettes, known for their big-ass steering wheels.
I don't think so.
All right, Dad, I'm ready to see it.
Okay, so close your eyes and walk down the stairs backwards.
All right, going right now. Corvette.
He's not getting a Corvette. Yeah, he shouldn't have walked down the stairs backwards with his eyes closed.
All right, Junior, turn around.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
Dad, what is this?
This is a big rig, an 18-wheeler.
You got me a semi-truck for my first car?
No, I got you a career. You can make so much money with this.
I wanted a Corvette.
How is a Corvette gonna make you money, silly? Look, why would I give you a fish when I could teach you how to fish? This is your fishing pole, Junior.
Fishing pole?
Yeah! Are you a virgin?
Of course I am, Dad. I'm 16.
Look, all you gotta do is pull up to a truck stop and you'll be sworn with lot lizard poon. I used to get 3 at one time. Yeah, so, go ahead. Get in. I'll see you in 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, bye. Adios!
I don't even know how to drive this thing! Wow. I can't believe my dad got me a stupid semi-truck for my 16th birthday. No one's gonna be my friend after I drive this. How do I even start it? Whoa! Easy, girl, easy.
Trucker 457, do you copy? Trucker 457, do you copy?
Yes, I copy.
What's your trucker sign and where are you located?
This is Puffy Cheeto coming out of Florida. What you need, big dog?
What are you hauling there, Puffy Cheeto?
I'm carrying two pigs and a pony, but I got room for a caterpillar.
Can you come by and pick up a load for Seattle?
Yeah. Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there. Two fortnights and a pickle.
Roger. All right,
coming. Gotta start driving.
Hey, don't you pull out in front of me! Don't you pull out in front of me! Oh, you bitch! You bitch! You know how heavy this truck is? I can't just stop it! Ugh, need some Doritos. Coke.
Puppuccino? Puppuccino, do you copy? This is Big Snout.
Hey, Big Snout, this is Puppuccino. I copy.
Copy, Puppuccino. You got the one Kansas Scrivener wall-to-wall and treetop tall. I'm tanning, listening in, sitting aside.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead down and hammer down the accelerator to get some of this go-go juice and motion lotion to keep this bird flying.
Copy, Puppy. Look out for them light lizards. It's mating season. They're in heat.
Oh, snout. I'm waiting for me one of them iguanas. I need my wiener slipped.
Kojak with the Kodak at the such and such yard day.
All right, I'm pulling up to the Love's gas station right now. I got to go, snout. Ugh, got to fill up on fuel. Time to fuel up.
Hey, big boy, looking for some company?
Oh, yeah, my pony needs some riding, but I got to fuel up Big Bertha here and then head on the I-110.
Oh, I want to be filled up, too. And guess what? My snatch looks like that roast beef with the cheddar.
Oh, damn. You're one of them lot iguanas, aren't you?
Yep, ribbit.
Okay, how much?
How much you got?
I think I got 20.
Well, I'll tell you what. For 60, I'll slurp up a curly fry with my asshole.
Deal.
All right, let's get going.
Yeah, get up in there. Life is a highway. She wanna ride. All fueled up, ready to go. I love Arby's roast beef and cheddar sandwiches.
Puppuccino, come in, Puppuccino.
This is Puppuccino. How's it going, Pig Snout?
Copy, Puppuccino. It's going pretty good. How was your stuff?
Oh, I had a lot lizard tickle my pickle and stick a curly fry in her ass.
Ooh, I know that.
And I ate the curly fry.
Ooh, you nasty son of a bitch. Heads up, Puppuccino. We got a couple big birds doing a do-si-do north of you on I-110, so keep your eyes peeled and your boots flat.
There's Bernie Fife sitting on the get arm, shot you in the gazzle. Shit! Oh, darn it, Pig's not he got me. Pull me over.
Oh, shit!
Oh, hold on. I got my log papers. I'm good. I've only been driving for 9 hours. I have 2 more hours on my driving log. Right, I'm pulled over. Oh, shit, stupid bears. I hate when they get me.
Excuse me, sir. You know why you pulled you over?
Did I reach the maximum weight limit to be a truck driver?
Yeah, I'll say you did. You get your logbook?
Oh, yeah. If you check the Love's bathroom 2 miles back, I put a big logbook in the toilet.
Yeah, good joke. Well, I actually see it right here. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Yeah, it seems like you're doing important business. So, what are you hauling?
Ass.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I got you doing 70 in a construction zone. You could have killed someone.
Listen, buddy, I gotta make it to Los Angeles by 7 p.m. or Big Tony's gonna cut my hours.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to piss off Big Tony.
No, I do not. I got 3 kids and 4 different women. I gotta pay child support.
That's actually crazy. But seriously, what's in the trailer?
Oh, Costco has another shipment of lube for Diddy.
Damn, that's a lot of lube.
Yeah, I'm 1 of 10 trucks, so, buddy, I gotta get going.
Okay, well, can you at least open it up so I can just make sure?
Yeah, let me meet you down there.
You okay?
Let's make this quick. I gotta pass the big ball of yarn by 5.
Alright. Sorry about this, man. I know you're just trying to do your job, but we've had people trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border, so I just have to make sure.
Oh, no, Mr. Police Officer. It's fine. I'm not trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border.
What was that?
Nothing. Look, help me open the door. It's really heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't let go. It'll swing back. And stay behind it the whole time.
Okay.
Bombas.
What was that?
Nothing.
Wait, where's all the lube?
Oh, darn it. Oh, Diddy must have got to the baby oil while I was driving.
Oh, damn that, Diddy. Well, everything seems okay. You just drive safe, all right?
Thank you, officer. Ooh, that was close.
You know, Joseph, it's been a long time since we've seen Junior. It's been like 6 months.
I know, dude. I'm kind of worried. What happened to him?
Well, maybe his dad actually did get him that Corvette. He's just been driving around with girls.
But what about us? He could have came and picked us up.
Well, it is a 2-seater.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Jesus, Junior, what happened to you?
Dude, you're huge as hell.
Thank you. Guys, my dad got me a big rig for my 16th birthday.
A big rig? Like an 18-wheeler?
Yep, and I'm a certified truck driver. I drive up and down the United States looking for bears and lot lizards. I'm living the dream, guys.
Okay, why are you so fat?
Why am I so fat? I'm a truck driver. I have to be fat. I drive for 12 hours a day, and all I eat is McDonald's and Arby's. And if there's a Subway, I wait in line. But then I look over at Arby's, and I get a beef and cheddar with curly fries.
Oh. Oh, God, Junior, you stink.
Yeah, dude.
That's just how I smell. I'm a truck driver. All truck drivers smell like this. I mean, the only time we can shower is at a gas station. But why would I use a shower at a gas station? That's just disgusting. I'd rather smell bad. And no matter what soap I use, I always smell this bad once I sit in my truck again. I mean, this is just the life. This is just the smell of a professional truck driver.
Okay, so why do you do this?
Why do I do it? I got a 401k. Do you have a 401k?
No.
I make a lot of money. I make six figures a year, but I'm still broke as hell.
Why are you so broke?
I have to pay child support, Cody.
Child support? How could you possibly have a child? It's only been 6 months.
I don't know, Cody. As soon as I went and dropped my first load off, they handed me child support papers. I'm paying child support on three kids.
Well, who do you even have a child with?
What? Junior!
Oh, God, that's my wife.
You're married to Penelope?
Yeah, as soon as you become a truck driver, you have to be married with a woman that's bigger than you.
Junior, you owe me child support!
I don't get paid till Tuesday. God damn it, why are you so big?
What?
How are you bigger than me?
Well, Junior, there's nothing to do while you're away, so I just eat snacks and watch Grey's Anatomy.
My job is to drive for 12 hours a day and eat fast food. How are you possibly bigger than me? There's no way. My job is to be fat. There's no way you're bigger than me.
Junior, I'm sorry, okay? There's just nothing else for me to do.
With nothing else for you to do, you go to the gym and be hot for me for when I get home. You don't see me except for twice a year, so when I get home, I want a hot wife to look at, not this big, fat lard ass.
Well, if you pay child support, maybe I'll lose the weight.
Well, I do pay child support, but every time I do, I get a warrant in another state for being behind on child support. I don't know what's happening with my life. How the hell are you bigger than me, guys? I'm a hitter.
No, dude, I don't blame you.
Jenny, you can't hit her.
Truck drivers are allowed to beat their wives. If their wife is bigger than them, after we provide and we drive all around the country and we come home and our wife's bigger than them, we can hit them.
It's a part of the creed, dude. I don't blame you. Handle your business.
All right, come here, bitch.
Junior, get away from me.
I'm hitting you.
Junior, stop it.
Come on, Junior, come on.
Dude, they're just going to belly bump and then fall.
Whoa.
See? And now it's going to take forever to pick their ass up.
I can't get up.
Don't help that bitch up. She needs to do some workout. Yeah, keep eating cinnamon rolls. I saw the charges on my card.
They're good.
You're a big bitch.
Okay, you're just rude.
No. All right, guys, I got to get going. I got to get to Montgomery by 8 o'clock.
Montgomery?
Yeah, I got to pick up toilet paper and deliver it to Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah, and I'm already getting in trouble with my boss because last night I fell asleep while driving and Lightning McQueen slid out the back of my trailer and he's lost. I don't know where he's at.
Well, maybe check Radiator Springs.
You know where he's at?
It's just a hunch.
Okay, I'm going to go try to find Lightning McQueen and get him to the big race in California.
Jesus.
Life is a She wanna ride it all night long.
I'm so tired. Let me drink some of my coffee.
Puppuccino, do you copy?
Hey, Pigsnot, this is Puppuccino.
Oh, what's wrong, Puppy? You sound like you got an alligator in the wild.
Well, I just saw my wife after 6 months, and she's bigger than me. Exactly. How is she bigger than us? Like, my job is to sit here for 12 hours and eat fast food. How can she be fatter than me?
Well, did you hit her yet?
Of course I had to pop her, Pigsnout.
Hell right. Teach her a lesson.
Oh, Pigsnout, I'm getting really tired. I'm over my hours.
Don't you fall asleep. Don't you be a pussy.
I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm just going to keep drinking my coffee. I've had 3 5-hour energies.
Oh, Puppuccino, you know that ain't safe. You know what you need to do? You just need to do a little cocaine.
I don't know how to get cocaine. I've been talking a lot, lizards, trying to get them. I'm just going to drink more coffee. Hold on. Oh, my chest. My chest hurts so much.
Puppuccino? Oh, shit. Oh, Puppuccino done had a heart attack. Shit.
What's happening?
Oh, hey, you're alive.
Hey, doctor, what happened?
Well, you drank too many energy drinks and ate too much fast food, so you had a heart attack while driving.
Oh, no, did I crash my big rig?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You plowed into standstill traffic and you killed about 27 people.
Oh, no, am I going to jail?
No, because you had a medical emergency.
Okay, well, I gotta get back to driving. I gotta make it to Vermont by 7 o'clock.
No, you actually can't drive anymore.
What, how am I gonna pay my child support?
Junior! Are you okay?
How are you bigger than me?
What?
How? You've gotten even bigger. There's no way. My job is to sit down and eat fast food for 12 hours a day. How is she bigger than me? It's like she's trying to outfat me.
Junior, I'm just a little bloated because I'm on my period.
I'm a hitter. I have to hit her.
Yeah, go ahead. You're a truck driver. Your job's to be fat. How is she bigger than you?
Now, how are you bigger than me? Come on, bitch. I'm hitting you. All right, Jeffy. We're going to play a game called Horse.
Without the S?
Yeah, so I'm going to make a shot, and then you have to make my exact same shot or you get a letter.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to shoot it behind my back. Yay, I made it!
Easy, Junior. My turn.
Aw, you missed it.
Darn it! Now I'm a whore!
What, no, you only get an H.
Oh, okay.
Okay, dog. Go in there. There you go. Good girl. Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. I was walking over here and this dog started following me.
A dog?
Cute, right?
Are you gonna keep it?
No, Junior, it's a stray dog. It might have rabies or something.
Do you think the dog's good at basketball?
What? No, why would the dog be good at basketball?
In the movie Air Bud, the dog was good at basketball.
That was just a movie.
Well, look, he looks like he likes it.
Yeah, look, he's sniffing the basketball. He might be good at it.
All right, if you think so.
All right, let me grab my phone. We're gonna record this dog making a shot. All right, Cody, I'm recording. Pass the ball to the dog.
Okay, Junior. Oh, my God, he actually made it!
Oh, he made it!
Oh, hold on!
Yeah, actually, no, I don't think he made it. I think I just bounced the ball off his head.
Well, no, the dog made it like Air Bud, and I'm gonna upload it on TikTok and get 1 billion views.
Come on, ladies, run the play! Come on, do what I told you! Good ball movement! He missed. He missed a wide-open dunk. God, I can't stand it. Big Bird!
What's up, Coach?
What the hell was that?
I tried to dunk the ball in the hoop, and I missed it.
Yeah, no shit. Look, you're 6'9". Start playing like it.
I'm sorry, Coach. Can I get some Gatorade?
No, you don't deserve Gatorade. Now get your ass back out there.
All right, Coach.
Jesus. Okay, let's run another play.
Pass the ball! Pass the ball! Dude, I was open!
No shit, you're open. Everyone's open. It's practice. Look, guys, the game is in 30 minutes. Poby, come here.
Oh, me, Coach?
Hey, you wanted to speak to me, Coach? Yeah. Look, I'll be honest with you. This team sucks. We haven't won a game all year. And if we lose another game, I'm going to be fired as a coach, okay? So I need you to go out there and show this team what teamwork is and maybe make a few shots, too, okay?
You got it, Coach. Could you get off my hand so I can play, though? Oh, yeah, hold on.
Ball me.
Oh my god, Poobie, are you okay?
No, I got a
damn
broke my goddamn ankle!
Oh my god.
Ow, fuck.
No. Oh, god. Poobie, are you okay?
No, Coach, I broke my ankle.
Well, that doesn't look too bad.
No, it snapped in half.
Oh, damn it, you're our best player.
I know, Coach, I'm sorry. We're gonna lose that game tonight, and then you're gonna lose your coaching job.
No, the hell I'm not. Okay, team, everybody huddle up! All right, team, Poobie's out for the season. I know, he was our best player, and we're 0-10 right now. Man, that's a bad thing. That's not good.
So, we suck at the basketball?
Yes, you suck at the basketball.
But Coach, it could be worse. We could be 0-11.
That's true.
Yeah, and we're going to be tonight when we lose and I lose my coaching job. But that's not going to happen because we're going to win.
But, Coach, we got 4 players. We need 5.
I will find us another player, but it doesn't even matter. We're still going to lose.
Excuse me, Coach. We're 1 loss because we are white skin, not dark complexion. So... it would do this.
But it's true, Coach. We need some flavor.
Well, you guys got black jerseys, though.
This fabric, not skin, no.
I guess you're right. We do need some brothers on the team. Okay, I will go find us a brother. You guys stay here and practice. 9 and 11, you guys are my 2 tallest players. You're my twin towers, okay? I need you guys to stay here and practice dunking.
Coach, we're tall like Michael Jordan?
Yes, you are tall like Michael Jordan. Just practice dunking and try not to collapse.
Okay.
Okay, 4 and 7, I need you guys to practice your 3-point throws. Yeah, just like that. Where am I going to find a new player by tonight? That's not going to happen. I'm just going to sit here and watch some TikToks before I get fired. Oh my god, this dog can play basketball like Air Bud! And it's black! Team, I'll be right back!
All right, guys, what should we name this dog?
How about Albert?
No, Cody, we're not naming it Albert and the Chipmunks.
That's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Same name, it's still ugly. Listen, you gotta name it a fun dog name, like Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, like Blackberry, because the dog's black.
Hmm. What about Michael Vick?
No.
Ooh, how about Nighttime?
Nighttime?
Because the dog is dark, like the nighttime sky.
Junior, that sucks.
How about Blackie?
No.
Well, no, I meant like Blackie, because he's black, not in a bad way.
Well, now that you said that, I can only think of it in a bad way.
Well, what about Spanky?
Ooh, Spanky Muniz.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. Let's name him Spanky Muniz.
You like your name Spanky?
Hey, kids, I saw on TikTok that dog that's good at basketball.
Oh, that dog's right here. I recorded the video.
Okay, cool. Good shot, I guess. Have you kids seen the movie Air Bud, where the dog plays basketball?
Yeah!
Well, I think we have a similar situation here with this dog. I think it's good at basketball.
Oh, yeah, it's super good at basketball. I mean, it's the next LeBron James. You saw it make that shot.
Well, actually, I think I bounced the ball off the dog's head.
No, couldn't know what he's talking about. This dog has raw talent. I mean, you saw it make that shot.
Well, yeah, that's great, because I have a basketball game coming up in like 10 minutes, and we lost our best player, so I think I need to borrow this dog.
Oh, you can borrow this dog. It'll definitely win the game, just like an Air Bud.
Oh, that's great. Come on, dog.
Switch!
All right, team. I found our newest player. Let me introduce you to Spanky Muniz.
Coach, that's a cat.
Actually, it's a dog. And in my country, dog can actually be a wife.
Where are you from?
I know, it might seem a little crazy, but in the movie Air Bud, the dog actually helped them win the basketball game. And this dog is black like your jerseys, so there should be no confusion about whose team it's on in case the other team has a dog on their team. Now, we don't really have any time to practice with this dog, but trust me, this dog is great. I've seen it in action. Okay, let's play this game!
So what do you guys want to do tonight?
I don't know.
Hey, guys!
Guys, what are you doing? We have a basketball game tonight!
What, we do?
The game tonight? We gotta play!
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do have a basketball game.
I totally forgot we're on a basketball team.
Man, we play a lot of sports in between videos.
But wait, where's Joseph?
What, Junior, you don't remember? He got hit by a bus. He broke every bone in his body.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, we have to win tonight's game for him.
Yeah.
Let's go to the hospital and tell him we're gonna win tonight for him.
Hi, boys. Is this your little friend?
Yeah, how's Joseph doing?
Well as someone can do once they've been hit by a bus. He can't talk because his jaw's wired shut, and he can't move because he's in a coma. But he can hear you, I think.
Well, Joseph, we're going to win tonight's basketball game for you.
Yeah, buddy. Getting hit by a bus is quite easy.
Yeah, we're going to win for you, dog.
All right, guys. Let's go win this basketball game for Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the NCAA Basketball Tournament. NCAA stands for No Cats Allowed at All.
Fuck! No, I don't have enough players!
Big Bird. He's a dog.
Moo!
Today's matchup is the Pirates versus the Pipsqueaks. Whichever team reaches 10 points first wins. Tip-off will start shortly.
All right, you bunch of sissies, listen up. My coaching job's on the line tonight. Now, you see how many fans we have? None. Zero, because we suck.
That's okay, Coach. They would just be a distraction.
I hate you. Okay, but if we're gonna win, we will at least get one fan, okay? So, there's only one rule tonight. All of you need to pass the ball to Spanky. He is our Kevin Durant, okay? He's gonna win this game for us. Everybody got that?
Okay, yeah. Coach.
All right, let's play!
Cody, we're playing the team that took our dog.
Well, we're going to win at least one game this season.
Wait, dogs can play on the team?
Yeah, it's the Air Bud rule. There's no rule that says he can't play basketball. Only cats.
Well, let's go play, guys.
All right, it's tip-off time. Wait, is that a dog? Time out. Dogs are not allowed to play basketball. Nowhere in the rules does it say a dog can't play basketball.
Huh, really?
I guess that's true. It's only cats. All right, let's play ball.
I got the ball!
I'm wide open!
But Coach said to pass it to Spanky.
Jesus, can you get the ball? It's just a dog.
Well, I didn't know we could grab it. I'm open! Ooh!
Come on, guys. You let him score that fast. Give the ball to Spanky.
I got you, Coach. Here you go, Spanky.
I got the ball!
God damn it, Big Bird. You bounced it over Spanky's head. Give it to him.
My bad, Coach. I got you this time.
I got your ball again.
Oh, my God. 6-0? Timeout. Team, get over here. Okay, team, we are getting our asses kicked out there. We got to come up with another plan.
We give the ball to Dog, like you said.
Yeah, but Spanky's not the problem. He's a professional. No, I think maybe Spanky's more of a catch-and-shoot kind of dog. So what you guys need to do is drive the ball down the court, find Spanky open on the arch, and then pass it to Spanky, okay?
You got it, Coach.
All right, let's go kick some ass.
Let's go.
Here you go. Play on.
Ooh, you're not gonna make a shot. You're not gonna make a shot.
Junior, go get the ball!
I saved it!
Ooh, our ball again.
Good hustle, Seven. Good hustle.
Pass ball to Spanky. Pass ball to Spanky.
No, I'm going for it.
Oh.
Whoa! Let's go!
Oh, my God. Timeout. Team, get your ass in here.
Coach, I made it. I got 2 points.
Yeah, you made it. You're about to make your way to the bench.
But, Coach, I made 2 points.
Yeah, you get 2 points, but guess who was open for three?
Ooh, Spanky.
Yes, that's right, Big Bird, Spanky.
But, Coach, Spanky messed up 3 times in a row already.
No, I will not hear you talk bad about Spanky, okay? Spanky knows what he's doing.
Coach, Spanky was laying down.
Yeah, well, that's just Spanky's style, okay? Spanky lays on the ground until the other team forgets about him, and then, boom, he strikes like a snake, okay? Everybody just give the ball to Spanky. It's not that hard. You got it?
Okay.
Yes, Coach.
Okay, get your ass out there.
Here you go, Cody.
Here you go, Penelope.
Get out of my way, dog.
Get out of my house!
Way to go, Spanky! He distracted us so that Big Bird could block her shot. And people say this dog can't play basketball.
Here you go, Penelope.
Pass the ball, Penelope, pass the ball.
No, Junior, I got this.
Wow, he stole it because you're a girl and you know how to shoot.
Shut up, Junior.
I'm open.
But Coach said pass to Spanky.
I don't care. I'm open.
Here you go, Spanky.
I can't do this anymore.
Damn it, Big Bird. You know you're supposed to set a screen so Spanky can get open.
All right, secret team meeting right now. Guys, Spanky sucks at basketball.
I agree. Dog only good for wife.
Yeah, and Coach is bonkers for thinking that a dog is going to win us the game.
But Coach says pass the ball to Spanky.
I know, Big Bird. So, I got an idea. What we're going to do is we're going to take the shots. And we're going to make it look like Spanky's making them.
How we do this?
Just follow my lead.
Oh, great. It's 8-2. But what the hell are they doing over there? Hey, what are you guys doing over here? Chit-chatting? Well, chit-chatting is not winning, okay? The other team is only one shot away from winning, and then I lose a job, and you guys are all out on your ass, okay? So get your head in the game and pass the ball to Spanky.
All right, Coach, we'll pass the ball to Spanky. Let's go, guys. Pass the ball to Spanky. Pass the ball to Spanky right here.
Oh, man, look at Spanky go. Go, Spanky, go. Whoa, you guys just see Spanky hit that layup? I told you Spanky could play basketball.
All right, guys, just grab Spanky, make the shot, and Coach will think that Spanky's making it. Who wants Spanky next?
Ooh, me.
All right, here you go. Let's go.
Hi, doggy.
All right, Patrick, pass me the ball.
Basketball, Junior!
Okay.
Shoot it, Spanky.
Spanky just hit a three! Go, Spanky, go!
Yeah! We can actually win now.
Thanks to Spanky.
Yeah, whatever.
Who wants Spanky?
Spanky, what are you doing? Spanky, get back here! Spanky, no! Guys, what are we gonna do? Spanky just left!
Listen, Coach, we never needed Spanky in the first place. I know he just left, but it was us making the shots the whole time.
Don't try to make me feel better. We can't do it without Spanky. And besides, we don't even have enough players.
You're right. If you don't have 5 players, you're going to have to forfeit.
Coach, what are we going to do?
I guess we're going to have to forfeit, guys.
You got me, Coach.
Pooby? But your ankle's broken.
I can still carry this goddamn team.
Yeah! You got it, go!
Lay on!
Here you go, Penelope.
You mean the elf?
Hey!
I don't know who to pass it to.
Pass it to Pooby! He's open!
Yeah!
Wow, guys, we actually just lost, all because of Penelope.
No way, Junior, it's not my fault.
Guys, we just lost to a dog and somebody with a broken ankle.
Well, it's all because of Penelope's fault. She kept losing the ball.
No, they're grown-ups, Junior.
I knew we should have a girl on our team.
Boobay!
Boobay, let's go!
You boys played one hell of a basketball game out there, and I get to keep my job.
Yeah!
That's right. But I'd really just like to thank Spanky. We couldn't have done it without him.
Actually, we could have, Coach. It was all us.
Technically, number seven, we were not together as team before Dog, but Dog bring us together, and we better as team, and we win.
Okay, I guess that's right.
And I'd especially like to thank you, Poobie. You won this on a broken ankle. You're the goddamn goat.
Yeah! Yeah! Good job!
Let's go celebrate!
It's so weird seeing Jeffy try to read a book.
Marvin, Jeffy, what book are you reading?
I can't read! It's a picture book and you gotta try to find things. And right now, I'm trying to find Minnie Mouse fingering her pooper. Her little rat pooper.
Jeffy, Minnie Mouse is a mouse. She's not a rat.
Oh, rat pooper!
Jeffy, they're not gonna have Minnie Mouse doing stuff to her pooper in a kid's book.
Well, how would you know? Have you looked?
No.
Well, then it could be there.
Jeffy, what's the name of this book anyway?
It's called I Spy.
I Spy?
Yeah, you gotta try to find things. Like secret things. They're really hard to find.
Sir, get in here!
What is it, Lieutenant Simmons?
You know how we listen in on Americans' phones for things that are suspicious?
Yeah.
Well, I heard something suspicious.
Well, spit it out, goddammit. What'd you hear?
These two guys admitted to being spies!
Spies? In America?
Yes, sir!
I gotta listen in on this.
Marvin, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
I don't know. Jeffy, what do you want for dinner?
I spy Chinese.
I do love Chinese.
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
My God, Chinese spies on American soil, here to steal our secrets and pee in our Coke.
Oh, I knew the Coke's been tasting weird lately.
Lieutenant Simmons, I want you to find these two Chinese bastards, question them, waterboard them, and then throw them in Guantanamo Bay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yummy yummers, I love me some Chinese food.
I don't like Chinese.
Yummy noodle, yum yummy my tum-tum.
Jeffy, don't talk like that.
No, this how you supposed to talk when you eat panda a prey.
Jeffy, stop talking like that.
Eat so yummy.
Jeffy, talk normal. Jeffy, talk normal.
What, Dave? What are you supposed to do? I'm cultured.
Jeffy, there's someone at the door. Just eat your Panda Express. Baby, try it.
Ugh. Yummy in my tummy.
Sir, I'm about to go in. I hear him speaking Chinese in there.
Hello?
Up against the wall, Chinese spy!
What the hell are you talking about?
I know you're a spy. Don't even try denying it. Now, where's your accomplice?
Accomplice? I don't have an accomplice.
I hear him talking!
Oh, he's not speaking Chinese, he's screwing around.
Let's go get him!
Mommy, yummy, slurp, slurp, the noodle, like...
Where's the other Chinese spy?
We're not Chinese.
Yummy, egg roll, in my tum-tum.
Oh, there he is! Y'all are coming with me!
Where are you taking them?
Where are we? Okay, that light is really bright.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me see if I can dim that for you. Nope, it only has two settings. Off and America. And if you don't love America, you can fuck off.
No, we do love America. We're Americans.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Where are my manners? Can I get you boys something to drink? Maybe a Coke?
No, we're good.
No, I think you need a Coke. There you go. Take a sip, Marvin.
I'm not really
thirsty. Take a goddamn sip.
Okay.
Why does it taste like that? Because I pissed in it.
What?
Yeah, let's see how you like it when somebody pee-pees in your Coke, Chinese.
What are you talking about?
Don't even pretend like I didn't hear you say me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
Okay, Jeffy said that. I don't even know where he got that from.
Oh, really? Then why did I hear both of you admit to being Chinese spies?
What are you talking about?
I heard you say I spy, and that is exactly how a Chinese would admit it.
Oh, this is just a big misunderstanding. Jeffy was reading an I spy book.
A book. A Chinese book about spying? Was it written in Mandarin?
No, it has pictures in it.
Pictures of Americans you're going to assassinate?
No, it's a kid's book.
Oh, so you're going to kill kids. American kids.
No, we're not going to kill any Americans because we are American. We're not Chinese.
Then why did I hear you say I love Chinese?
Oh, I was talking about I love Chinese food.
Then why didn't you say food?
My wife said, what do you guys want to eat? And Jeffy said Chinese, and I said, I love Chinese.
But But you didn't say food. You could have been talking about anything. Chinese cars, Chinese checkers, Chinese finger traps, Chinese people that you love more than Americans because you're Chinese!
I'm not Chinese!
Oh, Marvin, if that even is your real name, Hui Xingping...
What?
I don't know. I was just trying to guess your real Chinese name. Tell me your Chinese name! Who do you work for?
We don't work for anyone! We're Americans, I swear!
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Tie.
What?
This is the tie I wear when I'm being nice. And when I'm not nice, I put on the not nice tie. Now, you don't want to see me in this tie.
Well, don't put it on.
But I'm gonna put it on.
Well, no, please don't put it on.
Oh, no, I'm putting it on. It's too late.
No, please don't put it on.
No, I'm doing it. Here I go.
No, please. What can we do to stop you from putting that on?
Actually, I'm gonna need a mirror for this. I'll be right back.
No, please don't put it on. Oh, Jeffy's putting on the bad tie, whatever that means.
Okay, I have my not nice tie on. Let's do this.
Okay, listen, we're not going to answer any more questions until we have our lawyer.
Oh, a lawyer! Oh, no, there are no lawyers here, just the judge and the jury. So let's make a verdict.
Okay, no, we plead the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, amendments. That's cute. You think you have rights? No, there are no rights here either. Just one right and one left. So who wants to suck down these knuckle sandwiches? Ba-boom!
Okay, listen, we are not Chinese, we're Americans!
Oh, yeah? Hey, Marvin. You like Ben and Jerry's?
Of course I like Ben and Jerry's.
Who do you like more, Ben or Jerry?
I don't know who the ice cream people are. I just know the name.
Really? What about Tom and Jerry? Which one's the mouse, Marvin, Tom or Jerry?
I think the mouse is Jerry.
Lucky guess. I didn't know they had that cartoon in China.
I'm not from China!
Hey, you want some Ben and Jerry's, Marvin?
Yeah, I'll actually take some. I mean, that's really nice of you. I thought that tie made you mean.
Oh,
no, don't do that. Oh, why are you doing that?
Fuck you.
Oh, why'd you lick the ice cream?
Go ahead, have some, Marvin.
No, you licked it.
Oh, it's okay. I don't have COVID. Remember when you did that?
I didn't do that. We didn't do that. We're Americans.
You're not going to have any Ben and Jerry's.
No, you licked it.
No red-blooded American would turn down Ben and Jerry's, Marvin.
Okay, listen, we are not Chinese. What can I do to prove to you I'm not Chinese?
Oh, you don't have to prove you're not Chinese. You just have to prove that you're American.
Okay, tell me what to do.
Tell me the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
Not you, him.
I pray the reason to the flag of the United States of America.
All right, you spies, meet your cellmate, Mohammed Mamoukbar.
Wait, is that a real-life terrorist?
Yeah, he tried to blow up at Denny's. But since you guys are spies, you're staying in Guantanamo with him. Hey, Mohammed.
Kaboom!
Yeah, all that. Come meet your new cellmates. Yeah, I get it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, you filthy American. I hate you, you scum. I wouldn't even bang your first goat.
Okay, do we really have to stay in a prison with him?
Yes, you're spies. You betrayed America, so you have to get in there.
Oh, please, no.
Come to my humble abode.
So you're like a real-life terrorist?
Oh, yes. I want to see death to all Americans. I want to make your kids cry.
Why do you hate Americans so much?
Because you're so damn cocky, driving around in your little Hyundai Sonatas, doing your taxes, eating McDonald's, mowing your grass. Oh, so fucking disgusting.
You can mow your sand.
Oh, that's the point! I want to mow my own grass!
Well, what do you get for killing Americans? Like, what reward do you get?
Oh, I get rewarded 72 virgins in heaven.
73 sounds crazy.
How do you know they're all gonna be girls? What if they're guys?
Who cares? Men ass, girl ass, goat ass ass!
I just think you just need to not kill anyone and just be happy.
I don't care what you think, ball man. Move out the way. Play me a Jenga.
Oh, you have Jenga in here?
Let me go first.
Hey, you two spies.
Yeah?
The Secretary of Defense wants to see you.
Oh, do we have to go?
Do you really want to stay in here with him?
Kaboom! Oh, I've got weapons of mass destruction in this toilet.
No, not really.
Then come on, then.
Sir, you want to speak to us?
That's right. Or should I say, Mugu got pan because you're Chinese spies?
We're not Chinese!
Oh, shut your eyes, hole. We already caught you red chopstick-handed.
Okay, look, we're not Chinese, but if we were, that'd be very offensive.
Listen, if you two don't want to spend the rest of your Chinese lives in Guantanamo Bay, you're gonna help out America.
We'd love to help out America, because we're Americans.
Sure. So the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, is meeting with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and they're having a secret nuclear meeting at Applebee's tonight. Now, there are no Americans allowed, but since you two are Chinese, you can sneak into that meeting and tell us what they're talking about.
We're not Chinese!
You sure look Chinese to me, but if you two tell us what they're plotting...
You dropped your hat.
I'm aware of that. If you two tell us what they're plotting, we'll be willing to grant both of you American citizenship.
Oh, we'd be happy to spy on them for you.
Don't talk like that, Jimmy. That's how you got in this shithole in the first place.
Now, both of you are going to be undercover at the restaurant as waiters.
Okay, we'll do it. I'll get your hat.
No! No, I don't want your Chinese hands. Touch my hat. Put my own goddamn hat on. Look in the mirror.
I tell you, Xi Jinping, there is no place on earth like Applebee's. It is almost enough to make me like America. Almost.
Eaten good in the neighborhood. What does it mean?
It means this community has good food.
Oh, what would you recommend?
The four cheese mac and cheese honey pepper chicken tenders sound quite good. Oh, look, there's our waiter.
Hello, Mr. Vladimir Putin. She. This is me. I'm Marvin. I'm your waiter. And this is my waiter assistant, Jeffy.
Hey, Bo. I am traveling to Bali.
Oh, another Chinese man.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. I can just barely see you from way over here.
Oh, I can barely see you as well.
All right. What would you guys like for drink?
I would like vodka.
Okay, a vodka. What would you like, sir?
I would like a raisu wine or soju for short.
I don't think we have that.
I would just have a Sprite then.
Okay, a Sprite and vodka. What would you like to eat?
We will have, how do you say this? Hamburger. Yes, I will have hamburger.
All right, what would you like?
I will have the chicken wonton tacos and the chicken Alfredo.
All right, that sounds really yummy. I'm going to go grab that food and I'll be right back.
Yes, now let's get down to business. You want my oil? What the... What? What are you still doing here? Go get food!
Come on, Jeffy.
No, Jeffy, I just come over here.
Now, what are you willing to trade for my oil?
I am willing to trade you nuclear weapons.
I like this. And how many nukes for oil?
I am willing to give you 2 nukes per 1 oil.
But... The oil is measured in liquid, so like barrels or gallons or fluid ounces.
I am willing to give you 2 nukes per 1 barrel.
Oh, shit, okay, deal. Yes, very good deal. I like this. I pay for dinner. This is nice.
All right, Mr. Vladimir, here's your hamburger and your vodka.
Oh, onions. Oh, yucky.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you didn't specify you wanted no onions. And here you go, sir. Here's your chicken Alfredo.
Oh, looks delicious.
And also, here's you guys' chicken wonton tacos. Let me know if you need anything.
Oh, yummy.
what the hell are you doing?
Are you eating chicken wonton taco?
No, the hell you aren't. I ordered those chicken wonton tacos.
I'm pretty sure Vladimir ordered chicken wonton taco.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're full of shit.
Okay. Waiter?
Yes, sir?
Who ordered chicken wonton tacos?
I think it was...
Choose your words very carefully.
Yes, sir. Choose your words very carefully.
I remember it being... they're an appetizer, so they're for the table to share.
They share nothing.
Neither do I.
You give me wonton tacos or our deal is off.
Well, it looks like our deal is off.
Okay, fine. I don't want your nukes anyway.
Fine. I did not want your oil anyway.
Well, good. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Good.
Jeffy, did we just call off a major nuclear deal?
That's what hit Rookarock, baby.
You two crazy Chinese sons of bitches actually did it. You got them to cancel their whole deal.
Well, it was the chicken wonton tacos.
Listen, I don't know what you're trying to say to me and your Chinese, but you two boys are officially American citizens. Go out there and live the American dream.
Okay.
Marvin, where did they take you guys? I was so worried!
Listen, baby, it's been a long day. Everything's fine. I just want to lay down and relax.
Well, I'm glad you two are home. Hey, you know what? When you guys were away, I was the best at iSpy. And you know what? I tried it, and it turns out I love the Chinese.
No, don't say that!
I think you and I need to talk. You should have a Coke.
Don't take that!
All right, guys. Are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh, yeah, dude. We're going to be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out. I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives it that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
All right, our first song for the demo is called MILFs.
Ooh, nice choice of song. I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads? Ew.
Ew, yeah, that's gross, Cody. Shut up.
Okay.
All right, a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Yeah. We like some moms. I like to fuck milfs. We like hot milfs with big fake titties.
Guitar solo.
Sorry, Jim. You want to feel the music? I just gotta rock the fuck out, you know? Hold on, it's coming again. Why, Junior, you're jigging my steeze, man?
Because you're making us do the guitar solos. We're supposed to be talking about hot moms, okay?
We like hot moms.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
What the fuck, Junior? You unplugged my cheese shredder.
My what?
My cheese shredder. I was shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to rock out to you. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude. I got a voice, too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute, but we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Okay. I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
Your paper shredder, whatever you call it, and we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're going to let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts.
Lizard Guts!
All right, a one, a two, a one, two, three.
I was walking down the road and I saw a lizard. I decided to step on him to kill him. I wanted to see his guts go everywhere. It got on my pants. I took my pants off because there were guts on them. Fucking Lizard Guts. Fucking Lizard Guts. Don't fucking care no more. I wanna do dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
Mad at the world because it pissed me off.
It pissed me off.
Gonna go out today, get into some dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
We fucking care because we're Lizard Guts.
We're fucking Lizard Guts. We're fucking Lizard Guts.
Just one second. Doesn't it kind of sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
But that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
What? Ooh, see, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no. It's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts. How that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
No, we're not having sex with lizard guts. People know we're not having sex with lizard guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get milfs if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving it off the impression that we're having...
No one thought we were having sex with lizards until Cody brought up we're fucking lizard guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got lizard guts on my pants because I stepped on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves lizard guts because I stepped on a lizard. His guts went everywhere. I got on my pants and took them off. Yeah, they went pants on my... But lizard guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
Right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about, who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking lizard guts. It doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're lizard guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and lizard guts. We're frickin' lizard guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking lizard guts. How about this? If we just had a logo for our band showing that we're lizard guts... It doesn't show that us, we're humping lizards. Nobody's going to think that.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so everyone go draw their own version of the Lizard Guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay, yeah.
All right, do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best. We're going to save mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word lizard guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Jody.
Damn, that's sick.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, show us.
No, I don't want to show mine. No.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. So let's
Cody
see yours.
Already won. Cody
already won. No, Cody not win. You haven't seen mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just
Cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like that's the lizard. And
yeah, and I like his tongue.
That's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts were starting to come out. Lizard guts. Oh. Why would it be lizard? That would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Like, now it is bad if that's not
yours. No,
it
is yours.
Oh, okay, you guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we're
What are you talking about? Look, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts, and there's me squishing them?
Dude, you're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I have him in a chokehold.
No.
Bro, you're penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is... I'm riding the lizard, not riding him.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not. Come on, fucking lizard guts. I have him in a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking him, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not... Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With your penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fixed it. Big old foot crushing a lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot. With the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
You know, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spelling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine? Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I love the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're all voted 2-1. We're going mine. Meh.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
You're not going to fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted, and you're not fucking it anymore.
So. What? I was never fucking it, Cody. I was at it in a chokehold, and then his guts were coming out spelling the name. I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
No, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Yeah. What,
lizard train?
Yeah, it's not our band.
Well, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid. But look, we're going with my drawing, and while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label, and they actually said they liked the song. And they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. All right, Joseph, grab the drawing, and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him, and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me, and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I was just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizards' guts.
What?
No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it.
We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking...
Do you hear that? You said you're fucking lizards' guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you, people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no, our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking square pants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking square pants.
No,
you're confusing people, dude.
No, Lizard Guts. Our band is called Lizard Guts. And Joseph, show him the drawing. Oh. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah. This drawing is definitely going to clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating me. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can he be penetrating? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. idea. If you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not gonna bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
What the? No, I'm not banging a lizard. I wanna bang Mills, not lizard.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't gonna work. I don't think people are gonna want to see this. It's just gross.
Well, look at you, son.
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, nigga. A little dignity. Come on. What's wrong with you? Jesus.
Hey, Danny, can we play Doo-Doo Kangaroo?
What's Doo-Doo Kangaroo?
It's where the kangaroo takes a dump and you collect it.
There's no way that's a board game, Jeffy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
No, we're not playing that. We're going to watch a movie.
Hey, Marvin, I think the batteries in the remote aren't working.
Well, darn. Now we get to play Doo-Doo Kangaroo.
No, Jeffy, we're going to go to Target and buy some more batteries.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea because Doo-Doo Kangaroo requires batteries, too. 3 AA's.
Come on, Jeffy, we're going to Target.
Oh, Danny, can I get Steve from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy.
Can I get the bees from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy.
Can I get Steve dressed like a bee from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy, we only came to get batteries.
Well, what about the sword?
No, come on, let's go.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, get in the car.
Hold on there, loss prevention.
What's the problem, officer?
Your son stole something from Target.
No, I didn't.
What'd you steal, Jeffy?
Nothing.
Okay, then what's under your shirt?
Nothing, I'm just fat.
Let me see.
I ain't trying to touch my wiener!
Aha, Steve from Minecraft.
Jeffy, you stole Steve from Minecraft.
Well, you wouldn't buy it for me.
I am so sorry, officer. If we go inside, I'll pay for it right now.
Nope, he's going to jail.
Going to jail?
Yeah, he's an adult. You're under arrest for shoplifting.
Fuck, Daddy, the streets are hard out here for a pimp. P.O.P., hold it down. Mama, I love you.
Order. Wait a minute. Who replaced my gavel with a tiny one? Where is my gavel?
Gotcha. Here you go, sir. I thought it was funny.
Yes, I guess. Don't do it again. Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being charged with stealing a Steve from Minecraft toy from Target. Bailiff, may I see this stolen Minecraft toy?
Yeah, I'll grab it from the evidence room, sir. Here you go.
Ooh, Steve from Minecraft. Oh, this is so cool. I'm going to need to open this to see how fun it is to play with, to see how serious the charge should be. So, Jeffy, you can go ahead and explain what happened.
I wanted a Steve from Minecraft toy from Target, but my daddy wouldn't buy it for me, so I stole it. I'm sorry, Judge. Please don't send me to jail.
Yeah, take that, Ender Dragon. This toy is very fun and worth every penny, so I'm not going to go easy on you. I think it's time you got a taste of your own medicine. I sentence you...
Oh, fuck that bitch!
Holy shit, Judge!
Check it off him!
Get off! Get
off! Order. I am the very much still in pain, Judge Pooh-Bear. And today, we will be hearing the case of the fucking asshole Jeffy, who brutally attacked me and gave me a bloody nose and a black eye. Jeffy, fuck you. I was only going to give you 6 months of probation, but ho-ho-ho, you ruined that.
Sorry for letting him attack you, Judge. I just didn't expect him to do that. But don't worry, he's handcuffed and tied up now, so that shouldn't be happening again. I just gotta check my emails.
I'm sorry, Judge. I just get angry sometimes. Please don't send me to jail.
Oh, no. You're not going to jail. You're going to prison. I sentence you to 10...
No, fuck that bitch!
You're not getting out of
here! What's all that noise?
Oh, shit, not again!
Order. Jeffy beat the shit out of me again. What the fuck were you guys doing? Why can't you stop him?
I am so sorry, Judge. That will never happen again. We have another officer here now, and he's wearing chains and a mask.
Yeah, he better have a mask on. He bit my forehead. He gave me a broken arm, a broken neck, and a broken nose. Jeffy, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, Judge. You just keep making me really angry. Please don't send me in jail.
Oh, you're going to be buried under the jail. You are a menace to society if you do this to people. I sentence you to death.
Oh, fuck that!
I'm not getting
out of here. Simmons, why did you grab him?
Sorry, mate. He was just so quick.
Come on, let's get him.
Order. I am the
Judge Anthony. Judge Poobah has been murdered by Jeffy. So, Jeffy, I'm going to sentence you to the most cruel and unusual punishment. Death by a million fire ant bites.
How is that even possible? Get the phone.
I got the batteries.
Oh, Marvin, you didn't have to get those. I found some batteries in the kitchen.
Wow.
Where's Jeffy?
He got arrested for shoplifting.
Shoplifting? Why?
He stole a $10 Minecraft toy that I wouldn't buy him.
Marvin, why wouldn't you buy it for him? You know he can't help himself.
Don't you blame me for this. Jeffy should know not to steal.
Well, how long is he going to be in jail for?
He's not going to get any jail time. They're probably just going to give him probation.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. A 19-year-old man named Jeffy has killed two judges in the courtroom. He is to be executed later tonight.
Jeffy killed two judges?
There's no way. This has to be some kind of prank.
Hey there.
Hey, officer. We just saw in the news that Jeffy killed two judges.
Oh, yeah, he did. He even killed one of them through the phone. It was pretty impressive.
What?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I saw him do it. But don't worry. He's not going to be killing anyone ever again. Especially not because he's going to be executed tonight by a million fire ants.
A million fire ants?
Oh, yeah, they're being flown in specially from Madagascar. You know that place where the lion and the zebra played by Ben Stiller and Chris Rock like to move it with the lemurs? That place.
Oh, where is Jeffy at right now?
Oh, he's locked away in the most ultimate Super Max, Ultra Max, Michelob Ultra, Big Mac, Knick-Knack, Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Maximum Security Prison Jail.
Okay, no, seriously, take me to Jeffy right now. I need to talk to him.
I don't think you understand. Let me explain in great detail exactly how hard it would be for you to get there and exactly where he is with this pretty little animation. So, Jeffy is handcuffed, put in a straitjacket, tied up with ropes and chains with a blindfold on, and his mouth is duct taped. And then he's put in a coffin, which is also chained up in a biometric heat-sensitive chamber where the oxygen levels will drop so low that it keeps him alive, but his muscles are not oxygenated enough to move. Then, that chamber is dropped into a safe with plasma lasers, pressure plates, and landmines, so if he got out, the lasers would cut him into pieces like a lightsaber, and the mines would blow him up. Then, that safe is put on top of a castle in the highest room of the tallest tower like in Shrek, and the castle is guarded by a dragon that f***s donkeys. That castle is then dropped into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, which is the deepest place known to man, and the castle is then surrounded by great white megalodon sharks with laser beams and heat-seeking rocket launchers on their heads. Then above the sharks is a giant squid that's been trained specifically to eat Jeffy. So even if he got past all the rest of that, he'd have to get past the squid. And then above the squid is James Cameron in a submarine with an IMAX camera filming the whole thing. So if Jeffy escapes, James Cameron can let us know and make a sick-ass movie out of it. And then above him is a military submarine with a nuclear torpedo pointed at him. So if Jeffy gets past James Cameron, they'll blow him up. And then above that is three aircraft carriers carrying F-22 Raptors, which are the coolest fucking jets ever, in my opinion.
Are you serious?
Oh, I am very serious. It can go up to 1,500 miles per hour. That means it could fly from L.A. to New York in just under 2 hours. I mean, yeah, it would have to refuel somewhere over Colorado, but don't worry, because it can refuel in midair. And it can pull up to 9 G's. That's more G's than lasagna and bologna combined. Both of those words have G's in them. Why?
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the F-22 Raptor, the coolest jet ever made.
I want to talk about Jeffy.
Fine. Yeah, we can talk about Jeffy, sure. I mean, the F-22 Raptor is way cooler than Jeffy. I mean, it's not like it's the most expensive jet ever made. I mean, it's not like it only costs $150 million per plane with an operating cost of $68,000 per hour, but I'm sure you already knew that.
Is Jeffy really in that maximum security prison?
Oh, yeah, he's never getting out. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm not really sure how we're going to get all those fire ants in there. We might have to funnel them in with a straw or something. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call. Oh, it's James Cameron. Hey, Cam with the cam, what's up? What? He what? No, come on. What about the sharks with the lasers and the rocket launchers and the giant squid? Really? What about the submarine and the torpedo? Yeah, okay, but what about the donkey fucking dragon? It drowned? Oh, yeah, I guess that does make sense. Yeah, okay. But what about the F-22 Raptors, though? No, really? Well, tell me at least you've got it all on camera. No, James, you didn't. Come on. Ugh. Jeffy escaped.
Well, he escaped?
How?
I don't know. James Cameron said he recorded the whole thing and it was the coolest, most James Bond, Tom Cruise shit he's ever seen. But his memory card got corrupted because he didn't eject it properly and he lost the whole thing.
Oh, so where's Jeffy at now?
I don't know, but I'm not going to catch him. Not with my no legs. If only I had an F-22 Raptor with all the options in the fishing package.
Dang, dang! Daddy, help me! You have no idea what I had to do to escape that plane!
Please tell me. I have to know how you got out of there.
Shrek and Donkey saved me!
Oh, I didn't think about Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, Shrek said,
yeah, you're coming with me.
And Donkey said, I like parfaits. You ever had a parfait before? You ever meet somebody, you say, let's go get some parfaits? They say, hell no, I want no parfaits. And then Donkey went and fucked the dragon. And then Shrek grabbed me and then sharded so hard it propelled me through all my entrapments all the way up to the surface, and I got back here.
Well, you're back under arrest.
Fuck.
What? Jeffy, did you really kill a judge? You were only going to get probation.
Well, sometimes my brain don't work right.
And that's why you're going to be executed by a million fire ants.
Wait, are you sure he really killed the judge?
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, because I see Judge Poobie right there.
No, don't look at me. I'm not here.
Wait, Judge Poobie? I thought you died.
No, me and Judge Anthony paid Jeffy to beat us up and pretend to kill us so we could go to Disney World.
Wait, so Judge Anthony's still alive too?
Yes, and I'm right here.
Wow, so I guess the only thing you're guilty of is shoplifting.
And I'm really sorry.
Well, that's good enough for me. You guys want to talk about F-22 Raptors? Did you know?
So, guys, how was your 4th of July?
No, it was cool. It blew stuff up.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Super colorful.
Yeah, but 4th of July's over, so no more fireworks.
Well, I do have all these fireworks left over from the 4th of July.
Whoa, you have all these fireworks left over?
Dude, you know we gotta pop them.
Well, let's go pop them, Junior.
Let's go!
What? The
Breaking news, MK. Just reminding everyone that lighting fireworks after the 4th of July is illegal. So don't do it. It's not worth the punishment.
We can't pop fireworks after the 4th of July?
I guess that does make sense. If you can pop fireworks every day, then the 4th of July isn't special.
Well, we're still popping these fireworks, right?
Of course we're still popping the fireworks, Joseph.
But no, guys, we don't want to go to jail.
We're not going to go to jail, Cody. How would the cops know we're popping fireworks?
Yeah, how would they know, dude?
Well, they have, like, satellites. Like NASA could tell them.
NASA's not going to waste their time watching three kids pop fireworks. NASA's too busy trying to make sure the sun doesn't explode.
What, they couldn't stop the sun if it did explode?
NASA's only job is to stop the sun from exploding.
What, no, how would they even do that?
NASA stands for Not Allowing Sun Exploding.
Exploding starts with an E.
No, it's called axploding, because when the sun explodes, it's so astronomically big, it's called axploding.
Axploding is not a word.
Look it up, it is a real word, because Axe Body Spray is sponsoring the sun exploding.
What, no one's going to wear Axe Body Spray when the sun explodes.
Then why did they sponsor it, Cody?
Let's just do the fireworks.
All right, guys, you ready to light this firework?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Ooh, the fact that it's illegal makes me feel so naughty.
Light it, Cody.
Hey, you guys don't touch my dad's lawn.
Okay, light it, Cody.
Cause then I'll get in trouble.
What? Oh, my God.
I said, don't touch my dad's lawn, cause I'll get in trouble.
We're not gonna touch his lawn.
We're in the middle of the road, dude.
Yeah, so my dad put me on neighborhood watch just to make sure nobody touches his lawn.
We're not gonna touch his lawn.
So, what are you guys up to?
We're about to light this firework.
You're gonna light a firework after the 4th of July? But that's illegal!
Yeah, well, we're gonna do it anyway. Light it, Cody.
But what if you get caught?
Well, then we'll blame you and say you're the one that lit it.
But if you do that, I'll call the cops!
Alright, listen. It's illegal to light fireworks outside, right? So, maybe it's not illegal to light it inside a house, so if you let us light it inside your house, maybe we won't get in trouble.
Really? It's not illegal to light it in someone's house?
You don't lie to him.
I don't think it's illegal to light in someone's house, because if you light it inside a house, no one will know you did it, right?
Yeah, it's like a private viewing, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you know what? Pardon my French, but what the heck? Come on, guys!
What? You're gonna let us light it inside your house?
Heck yeah, let's go!
He's not with us.
He's an idiot.
All right, guys, be quiet. My parents are sleeping.
Okay.
The kitchen should be a good place to light it.
Junior, we should tell him his house could burn down.
No, he's an idiot. He's actually letting us light it in his house. Just light it, Cody. Light it.
Okay.
Back up. Everyone back up.
Okay. Oh, wow. Look, it's so pretty.
Yeah, it is.
I think it might be hitting my ceiling.
Yeah, it is.
Junior, we should get out of here.
Oh, let's go.
Where are you guys going?
What? Honey, that's the fire alarm!
Oh, no, we gotta save my best line of the year trophies.
What about our children?
You go get the kids, and I'll get my trophies.
All right.
Oh, Jimmy, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, no, the fire department!
It wasn't me, Dad.
And
That was so cool, guys.
Oh, dude, that kid's an idiot.
Junior, you could have burned that kid's house down.
Well, it would have been his fault because he's the one who let us do it.
Well, Junior, you know how gullible he is. You took advantage of his innocence.
Well, look, it looked cool, didn't it, Cody?
Well, it did look cool, but it was wrong, Junior. It was very wrong.
Well, it looks like the cause of all the smoke was this firework that was lit in the kitchen.
Yeah, we already knew that.
Oh, well, I would suggest not doing that again, because you could have burnt the house down.
You hear that, Timmy? You almost burnt the goddamn house down, you fuckhead.
Honey, language.
No, fuck that! Timmy fuckered you over here almost caused a big fuck-up in the kitchen.
Parents, what happened?
Your shithead brother Timmy over there lit a firework in the kitchen and almost burned down the goddamn house.
It wasn't me, Father, I swear.
Well, then who was it?
It was the three handsome neighbor boys across the street.
Well, how'd they get in the house?
I don't know. They broke in!
You hear that? Three boys across the street broke into my house and lit a firework in my goddamn kitchen.
Well, in that case, it looks like I have to make an arrest. Let me go put my cop outfit on.
Timmy, since you didn't do it, you're not grounded.
Yes!
All right, guys, what do you want to do for the rest of the night?
We could pop the rest of those fireworks we left outside.
We could do that!
All right, kids, you might be under arrest.
It was them, Dad!
Timmy, you fucking narc.
Did you kids light a fucking firework in my kitchen?
Well, I mean, yeah, but Timmy said we could do it.
No, I didn't!
Oh, Timmy, you liar!
All right, that's assault, and I guess you kids are under arrest. You come with me.
Oh, Timmy, I hate you!
Order! I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear, and today we will be hearing the case of a most heinous crime. Junior Joseph and Cody, apparently you broke into Mr. Huckadoo's home and lit a firework after the 4th of July and then ran away like a bunch of hoodlums. So tell me why you did it. Tell me why you're guilty.
Look, Your Honor, we did do it.
Junior, you're not supposed to admit it.
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with you?
No, look, we did do it, but the Huckadoo son, Timmy, he's the one who let us in the house and said we could light the firework in their kitchen.
Mr. Huckadoo, does this sound like something your son would do?
Your Honor, my son would never do anything like that. He's an all-A student. He never breaks the rules.
Sounds like a real square to me. Oh, I bet he's fun at parties. Junior Joseph and Cody, if his son is a square, what shape are you?
A circle?
Like a rhombus?
Pentagon?
Look, Your Honor, Mr. Huckadoo does not know how much of a not square his son really is.
Bring in the son. I will assess his squareness.
Timmy, get your ass in here!
What's going on, Dad?
The judge wants to speak to you.
1, 2, 3, 4 corners. Square. Squaresville. Listen, kid. Did you let those boys into your house to light a firework in your kitchen? And I'm warning you. Don't lie to me. I don't like liars. Have you ever heard of liar, liar, pants on fire? We can make that literal.
Go on, son. Tell the judge the same thing you told me.
Before you answer, look into my eyes and swear on your father's life that what you're about to say to me is the truth.
I swear on my father's life that I did let them in so they could light the firework in the kitchen.
Tell me, how could you? Your little blonde ass is grounded.
I see. So you are not guilty of being a square, but you are guilty of breaking your father's rules, which is not actually a crime, but it does deserve a spanking. Junior Joseph and Cody, you still lit a firework after the 4th of July, which we all know is a very serious crime punishable by death.
Well, why is it even wrong to light a firework after the 4th of July anyway?
Because you scare my dog, and it wakes up old people. We have work in the morning.
But fireworks are fun.
Oh, really? Is there anything fun about this? Woohoo. So fun.
Wait, Judge, you just lit a firework, so you just broke the law.
You're right. My God, I've become my father. Somebody take this away from me. Oh, God.
What?
He's crying, dude.
Yeah, his dad died from lighting fireworks after the 4th of July.
I can't sentence you boys to death after I committed the same crime as you. How about this? How about we call it Even Stevens? Is that okay? I'll just let you off with a warning this time.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
No! These kids need to be punished for what they did in my kitchen and for ruining my little Timmy!
Oh, my God, Hank. Stop being such a square. I sentence you to take a chill pill. Damn.
You can't keep letting people get away without punishment!
Oh, look. Looky here, Hank. Look what I have found. You have an unpaid parking ticket from 2004. So I could suspend your license for a year. Or you could quit being a little bitch and pull the stick out of your ass, Hank. How about that?
Come on, Timmy. We gotta go. I can't lose my license because I have to be able to drive you to soccer practice. Or as the Italians call it, football.
All right, kids, run along. But never light another firework after the 4th of July again. Unless it's on New Year's Eve, that would be fine. Court adjourned!
Come on, guys, let's go!
Well, where are you going, Cody?
No, sorry. Wow, guys, that was really close. We really dodged a bullet there. We just get by the hairs of our chinny-chin-chins. Just by the skin of our teeth.
Teeth don't have skin, Cody.
Well, I don't know. That's just how the saying goes. But look, my point is, we almost went to jail, so we shouldn't do stupid stuff anymore.
Okay, Cody, we'll just sit on the couch and be boring.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Well, I just came by to say...
Say it, shithead.
I just came by to say that I'm sorry for lying and almost getting you guys sent to jail for the death penalty.
Well, you're stupid, because you snitched on us.
But, Junior, it was our fault.
But he snitched!
Well, then he unsnitched.
Okay, whatever, Timmy, just leave.
Oh, thanks! So, you guys want to come over to my place and play 7 minutes in heaven?
Yes.
No, you're grounded, young man. So you get that little caboose behind this train, and you tell your friends, see you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Gotta go, buffalo. See you soon, raccoon. Be sweet, parakeet. Take care, polar bear. In a shake, garter snake. Hit the road, happy toad. Can't stay, blue jay. Bye-bye, butterfly. Give me a hug, ladybug. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Time to scoot, little newt. Till then, penguin.
Okay, I think you guys should just leave.
All right. Adios, hippos.
That one wasn't even good.
Hasta mañana, iguana.
Okay.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight since we can't do anything fun?
Let's go pop them fireworks.
Yeah, let's go pop them.
You got...
All right, class, happy St. Patrick's Day!
Happy St. Me's Day! I'm not wearing green so someone can pinch me, but not too hard, because I'll scream!
Uh-huh. Thank you, Patrick. All right, class, since it's St. Patrick's Day, if you're not wearing green, then pinch the shit out of each other. So what I want you to do is everyone pull out a piece of paper and write a story about what you would do if you saw a replica.
Oh, you stubborn little booger. I'm hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet. Well, I'm about to.
I don't see Jeffy wearing green. I guess that means I can pinch him. Pinch!
What in the cow shit? Did you just pinch me?
Yeah, because you're not wearing green.
I got a booger on my nose. Don't you see it?
That doesn't count, dumbass. You gotta be wearing green.
There's green on my diaper.
Well, you shouldn't even be wearing a diaper because you're a big boy.
Listen, if you pinch me again, you're gonna be breathing through a straw.
Pitch.
Oh, you motherfucker! You can't fucking die, bitch!
What the hell?
Jumpy, stop! You're going to kill him!
My poor, beautiful baby boy. Tell me, Doc. Tell me straight up. What's wrong?
Well, judging by the smell, I'd say you got gingivitis.
No, my son, not me.
Oh, God, I get that this is really sad, but right now I feel a little worse for my nose.
Are you serious?
Ma'am, what he's trying to say is that your son is brain dead and we've put him in a medically induced coma.
Yeah, he's on that good shit. Michael Jackson would be jealous.
Is my son gonna survive?
Well, people don't usually come back from being brain dead, but you can go ahead and pray to whatever god you want. Maybe make a Facebook post, get some likes, that might help.
You know what? I don't want to press charges on whoever did this to my baby boy!
Okay, tell you what, I'm a cop, so I'll go work on that.
Marvin, you're not wearing green!
Oh, yes I am. Green socks, ow, green underwear. Stop it now! Jeffy, we got a call from your principal. Why did you beat up another student?
Ask me if I give a fuck.
Do you give a fuck?
Well, Daddy, my last fuck to give is right here. And it says, in case of emergency, break the glass. And this isn't an emergency.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest your son.
Wait, why are you going to arrest Jeffy?
For the fight he got in today at school.
Oh, come on. You can't arrest a kid for getting some tomfoolery.
Oh, that was not tomfoolery. He beat that kid so bad he's got brain damage.
He's got brain damage? You hear that, Jeffy? You made another kid act just like you.
Marvin!
It's true, they both have brain damage. Okay, how bad is the kid hurt?
Well, I mean, he's beat up pretty bad. He's breathing through a tube.
What, Jeffy, you make another kid breathe through a tube?
Well, Daddy,
he wouldn't stop pinching me. And I told him that if he kept pinching me, he'd be breathing through a straw.
Wait, you did this over a pinch? You did this over someone because someone pinched you?
I don't want to be pinched!
Hey, for the record, none of you guys can pinch me because that would be assaulting a police officer, so don't even think about it.
Then why don't you just wear green?
Well, you know, I knew it was St. Patrick's Day, but I want someone to test me. I want somebody to try that shit. I will throw your ass in jail. Who wants to do it? You? Hmm? You want to pinch me, bitch? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, you're not wearing green.
You better not fucking pinch me. I will shoot you.
Guys, you're not gonna believe it. We did it. SML is officially in a video game. We now have our own dragon in Dragon City. Look at this thing. It's majestic, powerful, and definitely smarter than the real Jeffy. For a limited time, you can get your own right now in Dragon City. If you haven't checked out Dragon City yet, you definitely should. You have islands in the sky where your collection of pet dragons hang out and earn gold, which you use to upgrade and decorate your domain. You can also pick the most badass dragons from your collection, train them up, and then use them to complete events, fight other players, or go on rescue missions to earn rewards and new dragons. There's also breeding, where you pick two dragons and let them have some alone time in the love cave, and boom, out comes a brand new dragon to add to your collection. Right now, you can download the game using the link below or scan the QR code, and you'll get the official SML decorations, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Tri-Feather Carnival-themed dragon. So what are you waiting for? Go get your SML dragon and grow your dragon empire.
Hey, you know St. Patrick's Day? That reminds me of a St. Patrick's Day story I have.
You've told us one before.
No, this is a different one. I've lived through a lot of St. Patrick's Days. Let me tell you about it.
So my great-great-grandmother Joanne died, and her funeral just so happened to fall on St. Patrick's Day. I wore a bright green suit. I looked like a leprechaun. But guess what color everyone else was wearing? Black. Not a single piece of green clothing was at that funeral except for me. I said, all you guys are fucked. And I went around pinching everybody. I pinched my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, my nephews. Everyone was crying. But I couldn't tell if it was because they were sad about Joanne dying or if they were ashamed they forgot to wear green and got pinched. And guess what? It was an open casket. So my great-grandmother Joanne's dead ass got pinched too. I pinched her so hard the embalming fluid squirted out. The whole funeral home was mortified. That was the saddest day for my family, but the happiest day for me, because I didn't forget to wear green. So yeah, don't invite me to a funeral on St. Patrick's Day, unless you want to get pinched.
Well, do you think maybe your family was really sad because they were trying to grieve and all you cared about was pinching them?
Yeah, maybe. Could have been both. But hey, I take St. Patrick's Day very seriously, okay? Now, I know I'm not wearing green today, but I just wanted somebody to try my ass. No homo. Like, I didn't want them to try my ass, like, try it out. I wanted somebody to, like, test me, you know? Well, anyway, I'm arresting Jeffy. Come on, let's go to jail.
Oh, don't arrest Jeffy. Oh, I didn't mean to.
Pinch.
Okay, that is it. I'm about to join him in jail.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who beat the ever-loving shit out of a classmate for pinching him on St. Patrick's Day for not wearing green. Jeffy, explain yourself.
Well, first off, I had a booger on my nose, so technically I had green on me. And I told him that if he pinched me, he'd be breathing through a straw. And Mama ain't raised no liar, so guess what he's breathing out of?
Well, the St. Patrick's Day rules state that you must be wearing green clothing. And since the booger was in your nose and not visible, that means you were pinchable. And since it was a worthy pinch, you are not justified to retaliate in such a gruesome way. Officer Guy, how bad are the victim's injuries?
Well, Your Honor, he's in a coma and he's practically brain dead. He's breathing through a tube and he's got a machine keeping him alive. He's what we call a vegetable, Your Honor.
Vegetables.
How old are you?
20.
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, Jeffy, I sentence you to 25 hours of community service.
Pinch, you're not wearing green.
Oh, that is it. I sentence you to 25 years in prison because that pinch really, really hurt and I'm pissed off that I wasn't wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. Officer, take him away.
All right, you're coming with me.
Pinch.
Ow.
You're not wearing green.
You're not wearing green either, you little
fowl.
Hey, you do knock it off.
Come on, don't pinch me.
All right, get in there, you.
Come here. You're not going to pinch me, you little bitch. Have fun spending the next 25 years of your miserable life in prison. I'm sorry, that was really mean. This must be really upsetting for you, and you're going to have to be in there for a long time. I mean, I could never do it, honestly, because I'm claustrophobic, so that seems pretty far.
Pinch.
Okay, take it all back. I'll kill you, fucker. Oh, die.
What am I going to do in here for 25 years?
So, what brings you to Bubbles Paradise, you cute ass?
I beat the shit out of someone.
Ooh, naughty, naughty boy. I done my fair share of tearing up man ass. Consensually. And not consensually. So the choice is, what's gonna be your choice tonight?
If you touch me, you die!
Oh, you ain't gotta be too feisty, baby. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Pinch, oh. You're not wearing green.
Ooh, kinky, but you should've pinched a little lower on the nipple so I could feel it. My turn.
What's going on?
Bubbles? What happened?
I hit him very hard and a lot.
Why would you do that? Bubbles has been an exceptional inmate. I've only heard good things about him from his other cellmates. You know, he actually spends his commissary money in massage oils so he can give his cellmates massages because they're so stressed out. And he buys them laxatives because apparently being in prison makes you really constipated. And he's even found a bunch of contraband in his cellmates' asses and turned him into me. He didn't have to help me out like that, but he did because he's a good guy. You know what? I'm putting you in solitary confinement.
Okay.
I wonder how Jeffy's doing in jail.
Well, baby, he deserves to be there. He did what he did, and he needs to do his time.
Hey there. So Jeffy knocked out his cellmate, so I have to put him in solitary confinement. But the problem is the prison doesn't really have a solitary confinement, because we're renovating it right now. So I'm just going to take him to a super max security prison all the way in Colorado, and you're never going to see him again. So I just brought him here so you could say goodbye. Jeffy, is there anything you want to say to your parents?
Stink, stink, fuck shit.
And there it is. So that's the last thing you're ever going to hear from him, so I hope you enjoyed that.
Oh, come on. I don't want him to go to Colorado for that long.
Sorry.
Is there anything you can do? Like, please, we'll do anything for you to release him. Please, I'm so sorry.
Anything, huh? Ooh, this is like a genie wish.
Well, I mean, you can only ask for something that I can actually do.
Well, it's like a sucky genie. Like a genie that only grants one shitty wish. You know what I really want? A fuck.
What?
Yeah, I just really need to give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck. So if I had a fuck to give, that'd be great.
Oh, I have a fuck. It's my very last fuck.
A fuck to give. Or in my case, take. Yes, I'm gonna take this fuck to give, because I really need to give a fuck.
But why?
Well, you see, my wife keeps complaining that the dishwasher is going on way longer than it should, and honestly, I don't give a fuck. So if I take this, I can finally give a fuck. You're free to go, Jeffy.
What? So, Jeffy, did you learn your lesson?
No.
Huge thanks to Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Don't forget to download the game and use the link below to claim your rewards. But most importantly, go grab an SNL dragon.
Ow, why'd you pinch me?
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green, and it's St. Patrick's Day, so I get to pinch you.
I hate this stupid holiday.
Hey, Donnie!
Pinch!
Ow! Why'd you pinch me, you dick?
Because you're not wearing green.
Marvin, you can't do that!
Why not?
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green. You have to be wearing green in order to pinch someone who's not wearing green.
I didn't know there were so many rules to this.
Yeah, Dave, you're not wearing green.
Ow! Jeff, you're not supposed to hit me. You're supposed to pinch me.
April Fools!
It's not the same holiday. Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey there, Pinch Police.
Pinch Police?
He's not wearing green!
Pinch him!
Stop pinching me!
Take that, you little bitch!
Stop it!
That's what you get for not wearing green!
Why are you pinching me?
Well, because we're the Pinch Police.
Okay, well, what does that even mean?
It means we pinch you if you don't wear green.
Okay, well, you already pinched me, so stop!
Well, now we have probable cause, so we have to come in and make sure everybody else in there is wearing green.
That's not probable cause!
Alright, is everybody wearing green in here?
I am!
But, baby, you gave him green beads to wear!
Yeah, Marvin, so he wouldn't get pinched!
Well, Marvin, looks like you're the only one not wearing green, so I'm gonna pinch the shit out of you.
Stop pinching me!
Hey, this is my favorite day. I love pinching people for not wearing a certain color.
Why?
Well, I think I got addicted to it in high school.
Oh no, you're gonna tell me an animated story, aren't you?
You bet I am. Settle in, it's a long one. So I was in high school, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was wearing all the green. Green pants, green shirt, green shoes, green hat, everything. I even ate green snow cones so my shit would be green. No one was pinching me that day, except this kid named Diddly. He pinched me even though I was wearing green, but I just punched him in the face. Anyway, I was in class pinching any kid that wasn't wearing green, and they couldn't say shit because they weren't wearing green, and I caught them. So after I was done pinching the whole class, I saw the perfect victim, Mrs. Thickums, my sex ed teacher. She had the fattest ass. I'm talking a huge dumpy. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and the wall was her ass. Everyone in school wanted to know if it was firm or juicy, and I noticed she wasn't wearing green, and I thought, today's the day I finally find out what Mrs. Thickums' ass feels like. She was handing out tests from last week, and when she got to my desk, I looked her up and down to make sure she wasn't wearing green, and she wasn't, so I pinched the hell out of her ass, and it felt like jello. I pinched it a few more times, and I even gave it a smack, and then she turned around and yelled, Brooklyn guy, principal's office, now! And I said, but Mrs. Thickums, you aren't wearing green, and you're double caked up on a Tuesday. So she said, I am wearing green, and she pulled down her pants and showed me her green thong.
And man, I wasn't even mad I got suspended for 2 weeks. That was the greatest day of my life. But Mrs. Thickums did get arrested for mooning the whole class.
Yeah, and ever since that day, I haven't washed my hand.
Ew!
Hey, you didn't see Mrs. Thickums' ass. And besides, how dirty can my hand really be? Smell it, Simmons.
Smells like ass, mate, but I don't know if it's yours or Miss Thickums.
Maybe both.
Can you guys please leave now?
Wow, how incredibly rude, kicking two police officers out of your house just because they pinched you a lot.
Exactly, yeah, I don't want you pinching me and you need to leave.
Wait, hold on, everybody shut up, the news is on.
Breaking news, McKay! A leprechaun is claiming that he left a pot of gold in the woods for anyone to find. Let's go to the interview now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with the leprechaun. So tell me, leprechaun, what is your name?
Oh, my name's Scottie Pippin.
Scottie Pippin the leprechaun, everybody. So tell me, what's with the pot of gold?
Well, you know, I hid me pot of gold in the woods for people to find for St. Patrick's Day, being that it's my favorite holiday and whatnot. So whoever finds it first gets to keep it.
So how much would you say the pot of gold is worth?
Oh, not too much. Maybe $2 or $3 million.
And if I find it, I get to keep it?
Well, of course you can, if you find it first.
Look, Simmons, a pot of gold. I could use a pot of gold. That would make me really rich. Come on, Simmons.
What, baby, we should go look for that pot of gold.
Aw, Marvin, it's hot outside. Everyone's going to look for it, and I don't want to do that.
Jeffy, you want to go look for a pot of gold?
Sure, Daddy.
All right. You're going to leave me here by myself?
Yeah, come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Guys!
Well, Junior, are you that excited about playing the game of life?
Yeah, dude, it's just a board game.
No, guys, I just saw on the news there's this leprechaun who hid his gold in the woods.
What?
Yeah, there's a leprechaun on the news. He said he hid his gold in the woods for anyone to find.
Oh, dude, I want to find it.
Guys, this sounds like a scam.
It's not a scam, Cody. It was a real leprechaun on the news. They interviewed him, and he said he left his gold in the woods worth millions of dollars, and anyone who finds it first gets to keep it.
There's no way there's a pot of gold in the woods.
Come look for it, Cody. Come on.
All right, buddy, how do we find this pot of gold? We're going to go to the woods, and then you take one area of the woods, and I take the other.
Simmons, we're not just going to go look for the pot of gold.
Oh, darn, mate, I thought that'd be fun.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to find that gold by cheating. We're going to kidnap that leprechaun and torture him until he tells us where the gold is.
Oh, that's way more fun. But where do we find this leprechaun?
Well, you know, at his house, the only leprechaun house in town.
Oh, that's right, mate. All those domestic violence calls of the leprechaun beating his leprechaun wife.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
I hate the woods!
Chives, if a single leaf hits me in the face, I'm gonna beat you with this stick I found.
Very well, right this way, sir. Oh, sorry, sir.
Chives, come here.
Do I have...
Find me my gold, you old fuck!
I'm gonna do my best, sir!
All right, Jeffy, let's find this pot of gold.
I wanna know where the gold at! I want the gold!
I want the gold too, Jeffy.
I wonder if it's in this tree.
Wait, it's not gonna be in a tree. Oh my god, a wasp! Oh, there's a wasp all over me! Oh my god, I'm getting stuck! Oh, no, it's so goddamn bad!
Well, you're handling that well.
Ah!
I'm gonna go look for the gold, Daddy.
Oh my god, it's not the wasp!
All right, guys, let's find that gold.
Guys, we're never gonna find it.
Dude, it's gonna be easy. All you gotta do is look for the big red X.
That's buried treasure.
Wait, you don't think it's buried?
No, I don't even think it exists. I think this is one big hoax.
It's not a big hoax. The whole world is looking for it, and they said it's in this woods.
Well, it could be anywhere in the woods. This woods is thousands of acres.
Wait, Winnie the Pooh lives here?
No, that's 100-acre wood.
Oh. Well, I wish we were birds. We could fly over the forest, and we could easily find that treasure.
Yeah, it'd be way easier, dude.
Or I wish Kobe Bryant was still alive. We could use his helicopter.
I know, he'd be so helpful right now.
Wait, you just want his helicopter, not Kobe?
Well, I don't want his pilot.
Yeah, his pilot was ass.
What,
yeah.
Kobe's not the only person who owns a helicopter. That's not even what he was most known for.
Guys, I got an idea. What? Cody, come here, come here, come here.
Okay. What the hell are you guys doing?
All right, Cody, we're holding the tree down. You go on the end of it, and then when you sit on it, we're going to let go of the tree, and it's going to launch you across the forest so you can see where the gold is.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Come on, Cody, we're already holding the tree down. Go.
No.
Why?
Because what goes up must come down. I'm going to fall and break my neck or something.
You're not going to fall and break your neck. The worst case scenario is you fall into the bucket of gold.
That would still kill me.
Cody, get on the goddamn tree.
No.
Do it for Kobe.
Okay, fine, I'll do it for Kobe.
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Joseph. On the count to three, we're going to let it go, all right?
All right.
All right, Cody, when we count to five, we're going to let it go.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ah!
Go! What are you doing to me?
Shut up! Where's the gold?
I already told everyone. I hid me gold in the woods.
Where in the woods?
Well, if I told you where I hid me gold, then it would just ruin the whole point of me hiding it in the first place.
Simmons, put the washcloth on his face.
The washcloth?
You gonna talk?
All right. Okay, fine. I'll tell you where I hid the map to me gold. I hid the map in me hat.
In your hat?
Yeah. In me hat.
There's paper in here. Hold on. Let me see. What? It's just a picture of a middle finger. Simmons, give him the cloth again.
You ready to talk now?
Okay, fine. I'll tell you where I hid the rear map to me gold. It's in me sleeve.
Sleeve? Okay, what's this?
It's in me sleeve!
What? Oh, you think this is funny, huh? You think this is a joke? Let's do it again! Okay, where's the gold?
Listen, I'll take it to me gold. Just bring me to the woods, I'll show you where it is.
Okay, come on.
Get on.
All right, Scotty, if you don't want to end up like JFK, you'll show us where the gold is.
Me gold, where's me gold? Me gold's right here. My gold's right here under this tree stump.
Wait, under the tree stump?
Yes, of course. Of course me gold's under the tree stump, because I buried it right under here.
Wait, you buried it under a tree stump?
Of course I did. You just gotta dig for it.
Okay, I guess I have to put my gun down. You better not go anywhere, Scotty.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
Come on, Simmons, help me dig. Man, this sucks digging with our hands like this.
Oh, no, I'm getting dirt underneath my fingernails.
God, I wish we brought shovels. Man, this sucks. Scotty, can you help us dig? Wait, Scotty? What? Oh, God damn it! Let's get him, Simmons!
Go on,
help! Help! They're after me, Lucky Charm!
God damn it, Simmons, where did he go?
I don't know, mate.
I guess we lost him. Let's go back and start digging. Maybe he wasn't lying. He must have known we were going to kill him once we got the gold.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Time for my well-deserved water break.
It's so hot out here. Sir, may I please have a sip?
No, who's more important, me or you?
Well, I am much older than you, so it's very important that I stay hydrated.
Exactly. You're older, so your body already knows how to regulate itself. Me, I don't know what I'm doing. Ew! Is this Aquafina? This is poor people water!
No, sir, please, I can have some of that!
No, Chives, you don't want this. This is poor people water. All right, now let's go find my gold.
Very well, sir. Oh,
man, I'm gonna need a manicure after this. Simmons, we've dug so far deep, I'm starting to see Chinese sweatshops. I don't think there's gold down there.
Well, where do you think it is?
I don't know. Let's look somewhere else.
Look, sir, I found a port!
Move out of my way, Chives! What the hell is this?
It would appear to be a pot of Lucky Charms.
I know what it is, Chives. Where's my gold?
Maybe the gold is underneath the Lucky Charms, sir.
Good thinking, Chives.
Nobody move, I'll shoot.
What the hell are you doing here?
We're also looking for the gold.
Well, the only thing we found so far is a pot of Lucky Charms.
Well, maybe the gold is under the Lucky Charms. Let me put my gun down so I can eat it.
Yeah, everyone eat the Lucky Charms.
Ah, now I have the gun! Nobody move!
Ah, rats! I gotta stop putting my gun down.
All right, Chives, pick up the pot. Let's get out of here.
Very well.
Stay put!
Damn it, Simmons!
Ow.
I am so sorry, Cody. I really thought you were gonna be launched across the whole forest.
I broke every bone in my body.
Okay, I have a question. Don't get mad. While you were up there, did you see where the gold was?
No, I'm never doing anything with you guys ever again.
Okay, but do you still want to play the game of life?
Yes, but you'll have to spin for me.
Okay. I didn't attach it to the board.
Oh my God, Marvin, are you okay?
No, I got stung by like 30 wasps and I think a bat.
I'm so sorry, Marvin, but hey, did you ever find that pot of gold?
No, I didn't get to look for it because I got stung.
Hey, gang, I found your pot of gold.
You found the gold, Jeffy, we're rich.
Yeah, but I think it's chocolate because it says it on the bottom.
What, chocolate?
Oh, I see you found me, chocolate.
What, you had the whole world looking for a pot of chocolate?
Of course, it's me finest gold chocolate bars.
Thank you for doing that, Jeffy. I will have some of the chocolate.
All right, Chives, dump it out. I want to see my gold.
Very well, sir.
Where's my gold?
It would seem that it's just Lucky Charms, sir.
Spanking with a mallet time.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day, just like this Roblox one you see on your screen right now. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Joseph, come in the red couch room. We got to sit like the way we sit when we're in the couch. Get the fuck out of my seat, Spider-Man. Get out of my seat.
How do I sit?
I don't know.
There you go. Get rid of the Cheerio box, Joseph.
What, Jeffy?
I finally did it! I learned how to play Jingle Bells on the piano!
You said you were gonna learn it before last Christmas. It's June.
Well, I learned it before this Christmas, so that's good enough. You guys wanna hear it?
Yeah, Jeffy.
I guess.
Alright, here we go. Fuck! I can't believe I'm a fuck up! I didn't learn it! I guess I lied to you guys! Bad Jeffy! Bad,
Jeffy, calm down! You almost had it!
It's just that it's hot in here, and this is not a good environment to request this of me!
You said you learned it and you wanted to play it.
Well, I guess I didn't learn it, and I'm just a liar!
Jeffy, try again.
Okay, here we go. Fucked up again! It's because you're looking at me! Stop looking at me!
Okay.
Turn around! All right, here we go. Jeffy, you got this. Don't fuck up again. All right, here we go.
Jingle bells in this bitch.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, clap for me. All right, now you guys want to hear the Bing Bong National Anthem?
Bing Bong? What are you talking about?
I'll show you.
That is it, Jeffy. You are grounded. That is offensive, and I don't know who taught you that, but you're going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Aye, aye, Captain. But first, you want to hear Beethoven?
What, Beethoven? You don't know how to play Beethoven.
Bet money.
Okay, I bet you $5,000 you can't play Beethoven.
Okay, watch.
Knock it off, Jeffy. That's not Beethoven.
Yes, it is.
What? How do you know that's Beethoven? It doesn't sound like him.
Well, how do you know it's not Beethoven? Were you there?
What? No, but I just know his songs didn't sound like that.
Yes, it is, because he was deaf. How are you going to be so good at music but be deaf?
Well, I don't know. That's why he was so famous.
Okay, can you still smell shit if you don't have a nose?
All right, then.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? The first ever Father's Day dance competition is tonight. So fathers, bring your favorite kid and come dance the night away, and the winner will win $10 million. Jesus Christ! Am I reading that right? $10 million? I'm about to enter the dance competition and dance my ass off!
That can't be real. $10 million just to dance with your kid?
$10 million is a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Well, Marvin, you should enter that competition with Jeffy and win us a lot of money, because we need a lot of money.
No, I thought me and Jeffy would just sit this one out.
But, Marvin, we need that money because, the house payment and...
I was going to do it!
Why are you so angry with me? It was my idea!
No, it's not your idea! I was wanting to do it when I saw it on the TV, I just didn't say it first!
But you didn't say it, I did say it!
Just because you said words before me doesn't mean it was your idea. It was clear as shit that I was going to... If there was a hit your wife competition, I'd win $20 million. I'd win $50 million.
No, I think Chris Brown would take that one, Daddy.
Jeffy, do you even know how to dance?
Do I know how to dance? Daddy, I was on Dancing with the Tards, and I hit him with one of these.
That's not a dance move, Jeffy. That's just crouching up and down. That's not dancing, Jeffy. God, listen, you gotta learn how to dance, Jeffy. I can teach you how to dance.
No, I don't know, Marvin. Can you even dance?
I know how to dance. Watch this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What is that?
It's the stand-up worm hump.
Yeah. I think you both need help with dancing.
Well, because I'm not dancing to music. I gotta go get a boombox, so I can't hear music, so I don't know what to dance to. I can't just dance to nothing. I'm gonna go get a speaker or something.
No, Danny. My cat piano can play music.
Okay, I like this one. I can break it down to this. Oh, I think that song's really good. I think we did it. Let's try a different one.
Uh-huh.
That's a really slow dance. I don't like that one.
All right, what about this one? Put your left hand in, you take your left hand out. You put your left hand in, and you take your right back out. You do the Jeffy Pokey, and you put your left hand back in. That's what it's all about. You try, Daddy.
You put your left hand in, you take your left hand out. You put your left hand in, and you take it right back out.
You do the Jeffy Pokey, and you put your left hand back in. That's what it's all about. Hell yeah. I think we got our dance, Daddy.
I don't know if that's going to win the competition.
Marvin, it's so much fun, though.
But all we had to do was move our left hand.
That's what you have to do, Daddy. That's all I have to do to get off.
Okay, fine, we'll do that, but... I really want to win that $10 million.
No, you fucking idiot! That's not how you do the stanky leg!
I'm sorry, Dad, I'm trying to do the stanky leg.
Why is your leg clean as hell, then?
I don't know how to make it stanky.
You wasn't supposed to bathe for 2 weeks straight, rub it in cow manure, and twirl that bitch in a circle.
But, Dad, the competition's tonight. There's no way we can stank it up that bad.
Well, Cody, find a way. Stick it in the toilet or something.
Hey, Tyrone, how's the stanky leg going?
Oh, my God, baby, look at his ass.
Oh, Jesus, that leg is like a bar of soap.
I know, clean as hell!
Guys, I don't know what I'm doing. Can't I just do a different dance?
minutes?
Oh my god, I dare teach you how to hit the Quan, I will have a fucking aneurysm.
There's no way, Tyrone. His sneaks aren't clean enough.
I know. Hiding sneaks dirty, but his leg clean as hell.
Wait. So I'm supposed to have a stanky leg and clean sneaks? I don't understand. I don't know how to dance. He's no son of mine.
Look, we're gonna win that competition. I need that $10 million so me and my baby can go to Cancun. Oh, we gotta get nasty. Alright, piss down your legs so we can win this competition.
I'll try.
Oh man, my dad's gonna love this card I made him.
Junior!
Hey dad, happy Father's Day.
Ew, Father's Day, I don't care about that holiday. Where's your dancing shoes?
I don't have dancing shoes, Dad.
Well, you better put on some dancing shoes. There's a competition for $10 million on the line, what? And I want to win it.
A $10 million dance competition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking for Father's Day we could build this Hot Wheels set.
What the hell? Do I look like a contractor to you?
No, but Dad, look. I made you this Father's Day card.
Happy Father's Day. Where's the money?
There's no money, but read it.
I love you. Ew, gay, emotions. I don't like that. Oh, that's probably why you have a gay pride card in your room, huh?
No, Cody put that up. But look, you don't like the card I made you, Dad?
Hell no, I don't like that card.
Well, I put a lot of effort into that.
Well, put some effort in your dance moves. Come on, we gotta win a competition.
Oh my god, Jenny, I know. Did you see Sabrina Carpenter's new album cover? It's so weird and I don't get it, but I love her.
All right, Penelope, off the phone. You're costing me minutes.
No, Dad, we have unlimited minutes.
Not with Cricket Wireless, we don't. You know I love a bargain. 20 minutes for 50 cents a month, not including emergency calls. How could I pass that up?
Ugh, Dad, you're so stingy.
Well, I'm not going to be stingy anymore once I win $10 million.
Dad, I thought you were going to stop buying scratch-off tickets.
No, not that. See, there's this Father's Day dance competition and the winner gets $10 million, so I need you to dance with me.
No, Dad, I can't dance.
Oh, come on. Of course you can dance. You're a guy. Us guys can dance.
What? I'm a girl.
But no, not like that. I just mean like our last name. Like I'm Brooklyn guy. You're Penelope guy. We come from a long line of guys. I mean, there are woman guys. My mom's a woman guy. Look, my point is our bloodline knows how to dance, including you.
Dad, you can't dance because you don't have legs.
Why, God? Why did you take my legs? Is it because I kept kicking people in the balls? Penelope, did I tell you how I kicked all those people in the balls and they took my legs?
Yes, Dad, I know the story.
Well, Penelope, I don't even need legs to dance because I could just sit on your shoulders. You could be my legs. I'll dance with my hands.
What? No, Dad, that's way too embarrassing. And there's going to be plenty of people there with legs that can dance.
You're right. Penelope, do you know who Tanya Harding is?
No.
See, she was this ice skater who wasn't as good as a different ice skater, so she had her husband break the other ice skater's knees with a crowbar so she could win.
So you want to break the other dancer's knees with a crowbar?
What? No, I'm not a monster.
Okay, then why are you talking to me about Tanya Harding?
Oh, well, I just saw the crowbar and it reminded me of her. Now, I was suggesting we use this crowbar to break into the vault and steal the $10 million. But now that you mention it, it would be way easier to just break the other dancer's knees with this crowbar. Good thinking, Penelope. Let's get matching ski masks. Come on.
Fine, but only because it's Father's Day.
Hello and welcome to the first annual Father's Day dance competition, where the winning father-kid duo, who are the best dancers, will win $10 million. I know, it's an outrageous amount of money, but we take it from the taxpayers, folks. All right, I'll be around the judge shortly.
All right, Cody, you better get the dance. Thank you the fuck up.
I'm trying, Dad.
All right, Jeffy, the dance competition looks weak. Let's practice our dance.
Okay. You put your right hand in, you take your right hand out. You put your right hand back in, and you take it right back out.
Jeffy, you're supposed to use your left hand.
Well, I want to use my right.